What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
Mini Del Macho.
I'm Anders Logic.
What?
I don't know.
Wow.
Nothing. I'll bring in double the energy for Emilio today. Are you hungover?
I was. I'm working my way out of it. I woke up at 5 a.m., like hungover, mm-hmm. and I could not go back to sleep, so I've been up since 5.
Oh, but, interesting.
Yeah. That's so cool. I've been awake long enough that it's gone, but now I'm going to start drinking again anyway. Let's go.
You had so much time to go to church. Did you go?
No.
It's Sunday morning. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
People still do that, huh? They get up on Sundays and go to church. There's like rooms
people
full of these people.
People still do that, huh?
Rooms filled with these people. Wow.
When I got out of the military, I was with my parents for a few months, and that was like one of their rules. I had to go to church with them.
Wow.
And that's one of the reasons that got me out to San Diego so quickly.
Oh, yeah.
That good was motivation. Terrible. Dude,
it is so boring.
Yeah, okay.
My sister got married. And last month, and just the sermon was like an hour, and it was like old school. I'm like, this is why I left Catholicism. It's more like aerobics than going to mass. Sit, stand, kneel. Sit, stand, kneel. Salute.
It is
sit,
like stand, three kneel. Hours long the Catholic service, dude.
Dude, it's rough. That's rough.
Yeah, it is.
And if somebody dies, God forbid, you got to do the fucking rosary. They sit there and do the entire rosary, dude. It takes like 4 or 5 hours.
I don't know what that is. Like the
so each bead
it?
Is a prayer.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and the big beads are a longer prayer. Yep.
Oh, rough.
Yep. So welcome back to the Anti-Religion Podcast.
All right. Thanks to Sean. I guess that's a new Patreon.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Not the Sean? Oh.
No, not me.
No.
Oh. Why are you taking credit?
Because he has the same name as me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See.
He's just spelled
there's
it wrong.
There's three ways to
so
spell.
So we're disclosing
there's
your full
like
name?
Seven
we're disclosing your
ways
full
to
name
spell
now?
Sean? Well, I mean, everybody knows by this time, gee, I think.
If not, and now you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, now everybody else knows.
How many I'm versions of Bobby is... are there of Robert? How many times can you... There's like at least five,
what,
right?
What, spelling or just...
Like
versions of Robert?
Yeah.
Robert, Bobby,
has anyone
Bob,
ever called
Rob,
you Robbie?
Robbie?
Robbie, no.
That doesn't sound right.
So like even you're a kid, you never
reminds
got
reminds me of the wedding singer. If I hear Robbie.
Yeah.
Nah.
Roberto?
Roberto or Berto, I've heard.
Berto.
Yeah. But yeah, let's just stick with Bobby. It's getting weird when I get older, but I'm still sticking with it. So the spelling on Sean, that makes me think it's from the, he's from the UK. Is that how they spell it more in?
That is more of a, yeah.
Yeah,
UK
it's
spelling.
Sean spelled like Sean
maybe
of the Dead.
I think that because of Sean the Sheep. That
not Shaun of the Dead. I think of Shaun of the Dead immediately.
You always know it's European when they put a U in for no reason in most words, like color and armor.
Harbor.
You're like this dirty Englishman.
Yeah. All right. T-shirt codes are going to be going out soon. So if you are a Patreon, you'll be getting another one of those. Take your pick from our selection of shirts.
Our never growing selection.
Well, we have
we
that
have
one design
designs?
That we want to do something with on a shirt. I just haven't been able to find out how we're going to work that into a shirt yet.
Yeah, our version of the new logo is going to go on
oh,
a shirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But I'm if anybody excited. Wants to submit a shirt, we'll pay you. Or like if it's cool, if we like it. And if we don't like it, I will not be ashamed to tell you that it sucks. Bad.
If I had any type of Photoshop skills, I would help out with that because I'm going to have so much time with this in the rest of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I got nothing.
Honestly, you could pay me to pay somebody else to make a t-shirt graphic
be
design.
Be the middleman.
Yeah.
let's talk about some games on the radar. So I noticed Overcooked 2 had some DLC, the Surf and Turf DLC.
I love Surf and Turf. I almost always get Surf and Turf tacos when I eat Mexican.
Oh, we were going to have Surf and Turf at the end of the last podcast,
okay.
Remember?
That's yeah. awesome.
Turned out pretty good.
What is a Surf and Turf taco? Is that like surf and
shrimp
turf
and steak.
In
the
one
surf,
taco?
The yeah. surf, the oh, yeah. seafood, yeah. and then the turf.
I've never had that.
Dude,
like,
you've never
one
had
ta- not
really?
In one taco.
Dude.
That sounds good.
Do you know Lucha Libre? Do you know where that is?
I was there.
It's a Mexican taco shop.
Oh, no.
It's like rated really high. Anyway, Surf and Turf burritos, $12. But it'll change your life.
Oh,
or the Bitch in Cali. It's a Surf and Turf meets California burrito.
Oh.
So fucking good.
You guys that don't live in San Diego, you don't Ponchos. Even know your Mexican food game is shit. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee
true.
It.
It's true.
That's
So what's new about the Surf and Turf and Overcooked?
They added
just
water, it looks like.
Expansion?
Oh, that's a dick move.
Well, it looks like there's new maps. And, of course, the things that you're going to be cooking are all surf and turf items and more chefs, apparently. So, yeah, that's, more recipes, more chefs, more kitchens.
That's fun that it's only $5.99. I really appreciate a very low price point on that DLC. It's not like a whole nother second new release where you have to pay like $19.99.
Yeah.
It's just if you want a little bit of variety, something new sounds like the way to go.
And there's like water guns.
Yeah, they have water guns, squirt guns.
I wonder if it functions as a fire extinguisher.
I think I saw a fire extinguisher being used as propulsion for the raft.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not sure if I saw that right. That's what it looks like.
More shit to worry about.
Oh, right.
That seems like something that would have been better for the summer. Seems like an odd time of year to release this, but they probably don't care.
Mm. Well, vicariously, you could live out summer
somewhere, Bobby.
It's got pineapple in this game. I love anything with pineapple. Yeah,
very Hawaiian themed here.
Blenders. It's a lot of it looks like you're having a good time.
Oh, you turn into a barista. There's blenders and shit. That's awesome.
Funny because the other one had like a... the original has like a dark theme to it.
Yeah, you know, like a Halloween
theme. Halloween theme. And then this is complete opposite. It's bright.
Pretty. Highlander.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you take a pina colada and use vodka instead of rum, it's a chichi? And it's a very common Hawaiian drink.
No.
Just saying. Just pineapples everywhere. Coconuts.
It's like twice the chi.
Okay. I messed up the title on this next game. I thought it was Total War 3. Kingdoms, but it's actually Total War, Three Kingdoms.
Okay. Is this like the Chinese kingdoms? Is that what it's going?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. And
so are you into the Total War games? Have you ever gotten into them?
I am terrible at them. I've tried.
Yeah.
I am horrible.
I will always say the same thing. You know, these things come up, so we have to talk about them, but it's pretty much, I have this, my opinion will probably never
change.
Is
Total War an RTS?
Yeah, it's an RTS. But it's different. Mm-hmm.
It's more of a sim. Like,
but it is real time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is real time.
Yeah,
it's
not, very slow.
Yeah, it's not your traditional RTS. They don't move. It takes a while to move a unit because it's a ton of people. It's very, it's a real time simulation.
You don't really create units, but you like create an army or you create a battalion within your army, and then to move this battalion, it takes time because the whole battalion needs to, like, sway in one direction, so it's really slow.
Yeah. And, like, in some games, they'll actually put up the banner that means go right or whatever, or go left. And so they have to see that and then start to move or whatever. Anyway, I don't like them because I feel like I'm not really participating. I'm not doing much. You tell them to go here. You tell them to go there. And then you just watch it play out for the next 5 minutes. And if you start to lose, you pull back. If you start to win, you push forward. For me, I know it's way more depth than that. But at my novice level, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm more watching a battle than participating in it. But I saw Jiffy.
Sounds like Tug of War, not Total War.
Something like that. I saw Jiffy playing online, and he plays competitively. And I was like, really? Oh, you're actually doing, like, he's doing a lot of stuff. He's like clicking and stuff, and I'm like, I never do any of that.
Was he streaming?
Yeah, he was streaming.
I want to see that. I want to see someone good at this game and how.
Yeah.
Because I played that the Warhammer one. And like on easy mode, I was just getting my ass kicked on a third fight.
And that's probably the best one too.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, but until I just couldn't get past level 3.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Hard.
Yeah.
And then you can go and beat some other game in 3 hours. You know what I mean? It's like
it's
so
just a completely
weird.
Different type of game.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think a lot of people who play this are fans of the series and been playing for a while. But it's definitely a steep learning curve on this one. Yeah.
Later on, I'm going to tell you how
more or less difficult than Civilization. Do you think?
What's the thing? Oh,
Civilization. Very different. Oh, it's just very different.
Yeah. Well, Civilization, you're building a civilization.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this one is just battles. But it's
like stuck the landing on that one.
This is actually what it would be like to be like Napoleon or a general. Like this is very realistic.
Yeah, right. And you're like expanding your territory.
I remember for a while, History Channel was doing reenactments of real old fights, and they were using the Total War engine.
I would totally LARP on any given day.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
Church?
Fireball.
29 Palms is a really big thing because like it's only meth and nerds there. So LARPing
is a dangerous combination.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Little Nightmares.
I thought this was cute. It has really pretty graphics. It's some sort of...
We talked about this
already. Game is like a year, 2 years old.
It's been out for a while. I have
this
game.
Why is this a...
I don't know. I saw it. I thought it looked good.
Yeah, it's a cute game.
Did you play it, Bobby?
No.
Oh, okay. And it's Halloween time. So,
oh, okay.
And for being a side... It's kind of like a platformer adventure game. Kind of looks almost claymation-y. The graphics are really good.
It looks like Tim Burton.
I remember.
Yeah, there you go.
I remember Chad being the one to bring this up, actually.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Well, seems Spooktober.
Like I'll probably try to play it off your Spooktober, account if you set that
up. Spooktober.
So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I think that's one of those games that are included in a lot of the passes, Xbox Pass, Origin, or whatever. Like that might be one of them. It seems like it would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
I am excited for this. I will be playing this.
It's coming out in 2 days.
Really?
I believe.
Yes.
Wow. This.
No, October 12th, I thought.
Sure. Soon.
Or is so, it? Maybe I'm wrong.
I just wanted to go down. It's very soon. By next podcast, it will be out. So I just wanted to go around the table and, again, geez, the only one buying it? Is that where we're at?
I'm definitely buying it. And I think it's linked through Blizzard. So you get it from BNet, don't you?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah. I wish I could use my Steam money for it, but no.
It's less stuff.
I'm honestly getting it just for the Battle Royale.
Yeah.
And it's the one game that a lot of people who either played Fortnite or played PUBG, but never really came together to play like the same Battle Royale. I feel like everybody's coming together for Black Ops 4.
Have you talked to your bros about it? Are they going to pick it up for sure?
Or they probably will.
You're already guaranteed. You don't have to talk to them about
it. And if they don't get it, then I'm getting it for them. Like, it's very common that when I purchase a game, I purchase multiple copies for other people. Yeah.
That's cool that you have like a built-in... like group, you know, because your family plays.
Yeah.
I only have Dick Nick, and he's a dick.
Who's Dick Nick? Oh, Nick.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't get along, do we?
No.
I don't get along with a lot of your friends. That's weird.
So, Chi, when we signed off the last episode, you said, I could have sworn you said, I'm going to go play...
the beta for Overkill's The Walking Dead.
Oh,
but I never really got around to it. I think they changed the beta dates. And I just fell off this week.
How'd you
I was
get
so
in?
Busy. When you pre-purchase the game, you get a closed beta access.
It.
And then you get the codes from something or another.
Did you pre-purchase on Steam?
It was actually gifted to me by Chosen 13. Thank you very much. You're the very
best.
Thanks,
buddy. Just came in.
And he'll be able to verify like all the different details. I didn't pull the trigger on getting a hands-on
experience
with it. It's Overkill's The Walking Dead. It's more or less from what I understand, a four-player co-op, very, very similar approach to what Left 4 Dead was.
Okay.
But I know that it's very much not Left 4 Dead, of course.
So
I can't steal that equation from them.
I watched 11 minutes of gameplay today, and
that's awesome.
They talked about all of it. So
it is gruesome.
I have a pretty good grasp on what it is. So it's an adaptation from the TV show, not the comics. And it is exactly like what you see when they go on their runs, you know. This is by the guys that did Payday. And they worked on that game forever. And that's a very polished game.
So, is Overkill the developer of Payday?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in that game, Payday, you can go loud or you could go quiet, depending on how the heist is going to go. Bobby always wanted to go quiet, and I would always inevitably trip on something and fuck everything up.
So I think the approach to that was to always try to go quiet when somebody fucks it up.
Yeah.
You get more. There's more of a benefit to doing it stealth.
And what I'm saying is I'd always be the guy to fuck it up. Anyway, so they took those stealth mechanics and kind of put them into a Left 4 Dead type thing. So it is the same thing. You're going from A to B and you are trying to get certain objectives done, but the pacing is completely different. You're taking it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
You have a noise meter that's shared by everybody. If you go over a certain amount, you're going to attract, zombies. But that's not the worst part. The worst part is the humans. The humans are smart and they will trap you and they will set up zombie traps for you. Like they're trying to kill you. The NPC humans.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's really what you got to worry about. And you can use the zombies as a weapon against them as well. So if they hold up in a building, you can set off an alarm in that building somehow, mm-hmm. and all the zombies will go and kill them.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, dude. It sounds really,
that's
really
a lot of
good.
Fun, because it'll feel like PvP, even though it's a cooperative mm-hmm. type of game. So I think that's really cool that they not just focused on the zombie element, but the human element.
Yeah.
I am very excited about this game. But it's
not until today.
I'm excited, but I feel like it takes at least day one for me to just jump on to anything at this point now. I just don't have the time to really kind of dabble until I'm ready to dive in.
When's the release date? Is it November, Bobby?
November 6th. Yeah.
This is probably a purchase for me.
That mm-hmm. seems really interesting, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
are you in, Bobby?
Maybe.
As long
as
it's good.
I saw a 4-pack.
As like a diehard Left 4 Dead fan, and I played Payday, not extensively, but I played and enjoyed Payday. This is a must buy.
I feel like the 4-packs were a thing, and then they just suddenly weren't, like 2 mm-hmm. years ago. Like,
yeah, you haven't seen that much anymore.
Nothing in the last 2 years had a 4-pack. Mm-hmm. Maybe the loot, I don't know. Who knows?
$60, that's a pretty heavy price tag.
Yeah.
That's full price.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, the graphically, the quality is...
It's there, yeah.
Definitely there. Mm-hmm.
And it's a trusted developer.
I would pay $60 for Left 4 Dead. And mm-hmm. we did pay $60 for Left 4 Dead when it came out. And the graphics were nowhere close to what this is.
Yeah,
so.
That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of zombies, when are we ever going to have the time to play Hunt? We've been trying
We've been trying. Well, you shut me down all the time, dude.
You guys got
everybody shuts me down.
I do not shut you down every time.
You don't ask me to play multiplayer games with you.
That's true.
You always like invite people to play a game and then run away from your computer.
I do that a lot. Yeah. Or I'll start a podcast and leave when it's time for me to talk.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's been a running. Uh-huh. Or because I've been listening to the episodes, Minnie will completely describe something. I come in and I'll ask all the questions that you just talked about. It's so bad. I'm terrible.
All right. Next up, Maple Story 2.
Who's playing this one?
I put that on there.
Oh, okay.
People are excited, man. And by people, I mean one guy I know.
Why is Maple Story looking very Minecraft-y all of a sudden?
So it used to be a 2D RPG, correct?
Yes.
Web-based,
very Ragnarok-esque, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And
very
huge.
Popular.
Yeah. Millions and millions of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I always thought it was so weird that there was a 2D MMO. But I never played it, obviously. I'm not gay. But they doubled the gayness on this one. They really went
for it. We're going to lose some listeners.
I don't mean homosexual.
Homosexual.
So $25 for Maple Story 2. This comes out October 10th officially.
Well, see, Maple Story, I know it was very, very cute, the original factor. But this one here, putting it in a 3D environment makes it like... so much more cute, but in a very adolescent way.
Was it always chibi, like the original?
Yeah, okay. It was chibi, but it was...
What's chibi mean?
Big head, small body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want to ask to sound dumb, but I'm going to just go. What's waifu? You said it the other week.
Waifu is like a anime wife.
Some people take it really seriously.
Like a fantasy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Like she's like this character or even this person, they'll call him a waifu. It's basically like your anime wife, I think, right?
The one that you have the biggest crush on.
People take it really seriously. Like go to the subreddit waifuism and it's crazy. Like these people have like that they are in love with these characters.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And it's up to the creators to just keep turning out content, I guess. Jeez.
I don't know if any of us are going to check it out, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are a few people playing this just because the original one was such a big deal.
I bet it's fun.
The Maple Story is such a huge universe, and it pulled and generated such a huge MMO audience, and it was free to play, I think.
Sometimes you can get shocked by these free to play.
I bet I would love it because it looks cute as fuck. It looks like Minecraft meets The Sims meets freaking Final Fantasy.
Super casual MMO. Yeah. Who knows? Might be fun.
Hmm.
I remember Chad and I played the one that was Minecraft MMO. Bobby, do you remember the name of it? It's free on Steam all the time. And we fucking played it for 12 hours straight.
Oh, it's like, a lot of fun. Unturned?
No.
No?
This was more of an MMO, like you're adventurer and you go out.
Oh, God.
And half
did they
of
shut
building,
that game down?
I don't know. Anyway, but some all I...
It was like Shard or something. It was like one word.
Maybe.
I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Sometimes you can be surprised by these free MMOs. Most 90% of them are fucking dog shit garbage, but you know, maybe they know what they're doing. They've been at it for a long time. If anybody plays Trove. Let us know. Trove. That, like, we had so much fun with Trove, and that was just free. And then we played it like 2 days and then we just left it alone.
All right. Let's see. Forza Horizon 4. We got a bit of an informal review here.
Yeah. I thought this was good. This is not a thing we're going to continuously do, but at Rubber Nuts, we will roll out the red carpet and make a new thing. He left his review. Bobby, can you read it? I can't.
Okay.
It's a bad angle for me.
Let's see. Forza Horizon 4 review just for you. All right, you bunch of cunts. If you aren't playing this shit yet, then you damn well should be. Pull out your Jew purse and spend big. See you there. 5 out of 5 stars.
I should have proofread that shit.
Why don't
you... just offended everybody.
Why wouldn't you attempt Rubber Nuts' accent? It's not authentic.
I cannot do Australian accents.
I don't think anyone here can.
I can't do any accents.
Why not, Bobby?
British I can do some accents. I think I can.
We need to upgrade your firmware or your software for
accents. Every time I try to do accents. Australian, I end up in Europe or England. So
yeah, same here.
But so I've been tearing myself apart about dropping $60 on this, and because I'm like, I'm watching all the reviews, everybody's saying it's amazing, blah blah blah, but I'm like, how much more can they have proved on 3, which I already own, and so that's what was keeping me away. And then I saw that it's available on Xbox Game Pass. So I was like, oh, let me go see how much that is again. We already covered it back when we were playing Sea of Thieves. But now they have a more robust library. For $10 a month, you get... I mean, you know, I was talking about the Origin Access. I think it might be a better deal. I mean, $30 for a year. This is $10 a month. But you're getting this AAA game. It is a $60 game on day one. So you get that. You get Sea of Thieves. You get State of Decay 2, which they've worked a lot on since the release where she and I weren't so happy with it. And then we went down the list, right? Do you have that, Bobby? Did you ever find anything? The games that are available? Remember we were talking about
this? Yeah, yeah. We pulled that up earlier. It's like a million of them.
Okay. Oh, there wasn't like... Anyway, there's a bunch of... There's Fallout 4. There's... Rocket League. There's like...
Wait, for the Xbox Game Pass for Origin?
Yeah, Xbox Game Pass.
And Guacamelee 2, man.
Guacamelee 2, 2, yeah. The Mega Man, both Mega Man anthologies or whatever they call that.
There's Halo 5. There's like just Abzu. It's a really good deal.
What is Abzu? I've seen a lot of that, but...
Bobby covered it. It's a
walking sim or a swimming sim.
But it's 2D, right?
No, it's 3D.
It's 3D.
Very beautiful looking game.
Yeah.
Made my computer blue screen, which is weird.
That's strange.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm Battleblock Theater. I'm just calling out things that... Dead Rising 3, Dead Rising 2, Doom. Like
2016.
Yeah, 2016 Doom. Really good. Gears of Wars.
How much is the Xbox Pass?
$10 a month.
$10?
Yeah. It's That's fucking cool. really good, right?
That's a good
Especially
deal.
For us podcasters that we got to keep the ball moving and play new things all the time. We can't be dropping $120 a month on games, you know? So I think
it's like a temporary game fly account. Use the That's Windows
App Store or whatever the hell that thing
is. Oh, yeah. And yeah, thanks for bringing that up. It is the most dog shit UI I have ever seen in my life. I've been on computers all of my life. I don't know how to use this fucking Xbox app. I don't know where to buy games, where my games are. I mean, but it's not intuitive at all, at all. I think because it's set up for Xbox, so it's set up for a controller.
Okay.
And so it has all these like tabs and menu. Anyway, it's fucking dog shit. It's barely worth it. That's the only thing that makes this not worth it. This 300 games for $10, it's almost not worth it because of this fucking UI. What's the first thing I said when you walked in?
You were trying to download Forza Horizon, and you're like, I don't know if I purchased it or if I'm downloading it right now. It's taking me to the demo page.
Mm-hmm. what they do well is hook you up with your friends. So you'll see everything that they're doing, their achievements, their pictures, the stuff that they're uploading. It does pretty well for that, but it's hard to like start a game with each other, I think, last time I played it. And it like automatically pigeonholes you into using their audio, so you have to turn it off every single time that you connect to your friends.
That's weird.
Yeah.
No, I remember when Beacons first came out for console gamings on Xbox, or console gaming, console gamings, console gaming on Xbox, mm-hmm. where you basically set up your account to say, hey, I'm looking to play. It's like the
LFG.
The
LFG.
Yeah, and it'll highlight you. It's like, hey, I actually want to play with one of you guys. Mm-hmm. But it's weird for me because using Steam and using Ventrilo and Xfire and all of these old school like PC, like where the normal people congregate to like one area and then you ask like verbally or you open up a personal message and ask to play. I feel like with console gaming, it's very hard to initiate anything because people are always, I feel like people just are walking by not noticing or they're like with console gaming, it's so casual. You get a that too.
And yeah, they don't have keyboards to let them.
It's so fucking annoying to type out a message. Yeah. It's just too much damn work. They'd rather play by themselves.
Yeah,
most of the times. Mm-hmm. And then
or have a group of friends that they just play with, and they don't play with anybody else because they already know those people and stuff like that.
And it's really hard, I feel like, too, for console gamers to actually connect with other online console gamers. Whereas with when you're PC gaming and you encounter somebody that you like, it's super easy to just jump in on your friends list and then just, you know, and I don't know, like find other ways to stay connected as friends. And
you guys
gaming.
Remember that like multiplayer. Online multiplayer was like a PC exclusive thing.
Oh yeah.
Like consoles could only dream about playing it online. Yep. And now it's like, that was our special thing. Now our special thing is mods. That's all we have left. Yeah. That and the latest graphics.
When the Xbox first came out, trying to get online with that thing was so painful,
oh,
man.
I'm sure.
Like it was not easy at all. All kinds of problems.
Dear Sotra, thanks for the sub.
Thank you.
All right, are we ready to talk about some games
we've been
playing here? I'll start it off with Killing Floor 2. So the Halloween update is out, and these are great. And I love that they do this. These seasonal updates are a great time to check in on the game and see everything that they've done. They continue to work on the game, bring new things into it. New level, they've reskinned the bad guys. It's got this Halloween theme. The level is called Monster Ball. It's in this like haunted mansion that's just decked out like a big party was going on with glow sticks and, you know, kind of rave-like. But the map's great. It's got all these traps set around it that you can activate. The bells swing by and knock zombies off.
It looks like that Orcs game.
Yeah, Orcs Must Die. Yeah, kind of like that. But yeah, that I love that they're doing that now in these maps. It's excellent. They finally gave the medic a decent gun too, which, you know, the medic's the one that I play a lot. And it actually does damage, but
the dragon that was breathing fire, is that another trap?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fireplace. You flip a switch and it burns them. The whole cosmetic thing with the boxes, I mean, that's fine. I'm not too into it, but they've done so much with this game.
Can you hurt? Can you hurt your teammates with the traps?
I don't think so. I tried. Didn't seem to work.
Sure.
Yeah. This looks like a death metal movie video or music video.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty brutal, man. They got new soundtrack. As well.
Yeah.
They just continue to add stuff. They do one for the Christmas time as well. I'm definitely going to keep playing this. So if anyone's on, hit me up.
And Killing Floor, if you've never tried it out, I tried it out. I forgot how long ago, but the transition into the game was so easy. It's one of those games where at any time you could pick it up and play it. And for Bobby, who's been a diehard player, things like this are very appealing to get him to draw him back to the game. And if you've never tried the game before, not only do you get to try the new material, but then you could jump in into the new material and kind of pick it up from there. It's very self-explanatory. People are fairly helpful.
And it's free, right? This update?
Yeah, the update's free. The game's on sale right now for $10 too. So I highly recommend picking it up and get the digital look.
Oh, that's pretty good. I might have to do that.
Yeah, it's worth having just because it's a game that people always end up going back to at some point. I got almost 100 hours in this game.
Not only that, even just for like a pick up and play for an hour or two, too.
Yeah, it's worth it for that.
You don't feel like you have to grind in order to get a good experience.
Hey, let's all buy it and then not play it together. we can't play anything together ever. It's always been that $30 that I'm always like, ugh, fucking $30.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was $30 when it first came out.
What does that deluxe edition come with?
I think a skin and like, I don't know. I think it's just cosmetic stuff. Okay. Nothing special. You're fine with just getting the base version. But man, I was playing this right before I came over here. Actually, this game is just so good. I really like the new map. They keep adapting to what players are doing. So I remember everybody would just learn each map and find out this is the best place to hold out. So they had another map where you actually had to get in an elevator and you change location each wave that kind of solved that. And this one, they pick out areas that you have to defend. And if you defend it well, you get more points. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then you can still pass the level. But mm-hmm. they do that to kind of shake things up a bit.
That's good.
And it's a very rewarding survival wave type of
survival. It's the best wave survival in my opinion. Out of all the ones I've played, I like this one the best. Yeah. So having a good time with that. Wow, God, there was something else about it I wanted to mention too. Oh, new voice lines are just killer. So they decked out Hans Wolter, the crazy German scientist, in a Dracula costume, and he keeps like taunting you between rounds. And there was one that had me laughing out loud because Dosh is the money in the game where you, that's used to purchase stuff. And there's always a bit of an economy. You save it up. Sometimes if you have extra, you give it to other people. People mm-hmm. are always asking for more money so they can get their upgrades.
You can throw it on the ground, right?
Yeah. You can throw it on the ground and kind of help out your teammates. And so I did that. And a voice line must have triggered or something, because then Hans Wolter started chiming in with something. He's like, don't give away your hard-earned dosh. You worked hard for that. Let your friends die in poverty. he just went really dark with it.
It's pretty good.
It was funny.
He's one of the bosses, right?
Yeah. And I'm not selling it, but I would like the delivery is what made it so funny.
No, I felt like I was there, Bobby. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, and they got a robot skin. I got to get that. That guy's cool. Yeah. But great game, Killing Floor 2. Let's play it. Hit me up. Oh, you can also play with... here's what I want to mention. You can also have up to 10 people on a team now. It used to be just 6, but you can... the difficulty scales with the amount of people you have. But you can have up to 10, and also they have an endless mode, which is the best.
Wow.
Just to see how far you can get. And like one of the challenges is to get like the wave 25. I haven't been able to do it yet, but... It used to be like, you know, you pick 5, 7, 10 waves, and mm-hmm. then you have a boss at the end. Endless is just wave after wave, and every 5 waves is a boss.
Damn.
It's so good. You rack up XP.
That's what I was gonna say. The XP is probably crazy, right? If you do well.
If you do well, yeah.
Yeah. You should put a team of killers together, dude, and see how far you can get. That's the thing, though. Awesome. You don't have friends that play, right? It's just like randos most of the time.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple people that play. Like Cricket plays, Lab Monkey plays.
We could do it, Bobby.
And
even if we all started out, then I could just pick a different class that I don't have leveled up, and I could level that up with you guys.
We don't play video games together. It's been 3 weeks. What was I going to say? Are you done, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
I finally bought Zelda for the Switch. I played it for like, I don't know, half an hour, but it's very nice looking. You can tell that you're about to embark on some heavy fucking quests, so I'm looking forward to that. But I'm going on a road trip for work tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow I fly out to Pennsylvania and then driving a truck back from Pennsylvania to San Diego.
How long is that trip?
It's like...
It's 3 days?
It's like 36 hours of driving.
That's insane. You're going up to PA?
Yeah.
Are you going to be doing a 24-hour driving cycle?
No, we're gonna take our time because there's no hurry.
Okay. Be safe on the road.
Yeah, we're not gonna push it. And we're gonna stop some places, probably Zion National Park, take some pictures, maybe take a hike.
You got a friend going with you, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're both flying out there, and then we're gonna drive that back.
Nice.
Contraband. but I will be playing, you know, all those dead hours. So I'm gonna be playing Zelda. So I'll be reviewing that.
That's after awesome.
Beat it in 3 hours, dude.
Huh?
Beat it in 3 hours. Go ahead.
You did?
No, you.
Oh.
Well, I did, but yeah, you too.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
Oh, I kind of want to eat
Which
a time,
Zelda
though.
Are we talking about? You being in 3 hours.
Breath of the Wild.
The latest one.
Yeah. In 3 hours?
I had a coach, like a guy that already beat the game. He was like, oh, if you want to beat it the fast way, you go here. So I was just basically doing what he told me.
Unfun, though.
Yeah, it really is. I feel like Zelda is such an amazing game. I just couldn't do that.
What's recent? Recent.
Well, that's the game that he was playing.
Oh, probably. Recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That said recent.
Sorry.
I noticed we had a donation too. Sunken for Life. Thanks for the 25.
Thanks. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, bud.
Oh, yeah. Recent was the game I was talking about last week. So that is a puzzle game with music. And it's like $5 or $6. So I was expecting something like that game Line that I really like, where it's just a really basic, puzzle game. Nothing, almost like Sudoku, where it's just something that you do when you have a couple minutes or when mm-hmm. you're trying to kill time. So I picked it up. I played it, played a good amount of it
too. If you are susceptible to flashing lights or epileptic seizures. Do not pick up this game.
Is that how it looks, or are they just trying to make it look cool, Bobby?
No, it does look flashing. Just like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting what they've done here. So it is a really simple puzzle game. All you're doing is moving objects around. You have a little cube, and you use that to push objects around. And each different kind of object makes a type of noise. So when you push it into place, then it plays the correct note. So on the map, you see that little line that's waving across the screen, kind of like sonar. Every time that goes across, it's playing the track. But the track is played completely wrong. So you have to push all the objects into place, and then each note plays correctly. And if you put them all into place, then it plays the entire song correctly.
And how do you know where to put them?
It's weird. The game doesn't teach you anything. It doesn't tutorialize you at all. It just throws you right in. But you kind of figure it out. Like, it looks like if you look here, there is a square with a little dot. Mm-hmm. That's where you push this solid-looking square into it. So you kind of figure it out as you go. It's not too complicated. But it is a very simple puzzle game. It's exactly what I expected. It's a perfect game to be playing during queue.
When it's not playing the tune it wants to play, like, how awkward and or unpleasant are the noises it's making then? Or the track?
It's not too bad. It's either not playing a note, or it's kind of like that hitting the wrong chord note. Mm. You remember in Guitar Hero when he missed a chord?
Clang.
Yeah.
That was annoying.
Not super abrasive, but it is cool to
enough work to
your
make
way
you feel like
a
failure when you can't.
I mean, not really. What you start to notice is as you put the puzzle together slowly, there, you know, little by little, the song starts coming together. So there's this auditory feedback of, hey, you're doing something correctly. Mm-hmm. It's all reinforced through the audio, which
That's
is interesting. An interesting concept.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, shit, $5.99. Yeah, $5.99 for Resynth. Totally worth it, in my opinion. This is right up there with Line for me. It doesn't have nearly as many levels. They do have a workshop and a level creator, but there's nothing in the workshop yet. It's not online yet.
Did you finish it?
No, I'm like halfway through the first level, and there's two levels.
Okay, so 25%.
Yeah, maybe around there. And the puzzles do get increasingly harder.
No, it looks cool, for sure. Well, it doesn't look cool, but I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Another week, another Spore conversation?
Yeah, just going to continue on my journey. I started over a new race. Oh, it's such an old game, it doesn't play very well. So, I mean, it has a lot of problems. So you have to manually save. The autosaves don't work. So I lost my entire game.
So, wow.
Yeah, you know.
Remember back
hours.
When that was very frustrating.
Yeah.
But that is a
if it was like Final Fantasy or something, I'd cry.
That's a very classic way to
rage.
Just rage quit a game. I just feel like that just doesn't happen anymore.
No, but since this is an old game, it has those old problems, you
I'm
know?
I'm so sorry.
It wasn't that bad, because I actually like the first two phases probably more than the rest of the game. The tribal stage isn't as, I don't like
the
it as much.
Part where you're just mating?
That is the creature stage.
Okay.
I like the creature stage, and I like the larval stage. Those are the most fun for me, because that's where you can put in the most original content. Mm-hmm. So I went down a rabbit hole of like trying to find all things Spore, like what happened and what's going on. So Max is shut down. That's the company that made it. But the Max's servers are still up. So I was finally able to connect to the servers, and now the creatures that I'm seeing in the game are user created, no longer Max's creations.
Some crazy fucking shit.
So they're crazy
right?
fucking shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it adds so much more to the game, because you're like, sometimes you just stop and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How'd they do that? You know? Because, I don't know. Like, people think differently, right? So they come out with completely different things.
Well, what's one of, notably, can you describe any of these creatures that you came across?
Yeah, I saw a dragon. And I was like, what the fuck, man? So then I tried to make a dragon as close as I could. But I hadn't even thought about, like, serpent creatures, like long, skinny snake stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you can do that.
Yeah.
All my stuff is, like, fat. I guess I'm going. Yeah, it's in the vision of the creator or whatever. So I started over, made it to the village. I was just telling Minnie about, like, when you go from creature to tribal, they do this whole 2001, the Space Odyssey things, like, dong, dong. like the guy picks up a stick, dun dun, like he has a stick, and then he hits it against a rock and he starts fire, and all the other ones, all the other creatures of yours come over and they're like, like all interested. And then you start a tribe. I guess that's what it takes.
I feel like
having fun.
Can I make a comment? Yeah. I feel like this is your my time at Portia.
Yeah, probably. I don't think I'll put in that much time though. So I was looking for other content, just seeing what's available and what people have been doing. And, you know, it has a lot of people, but I'm super late to the game. So all the like forum posts that I'm reading are like from 2013 or 14 or something like that. But yeah, people mod this game. There's tons of mods out for it. I haven't started modding it yet, but, I'm going to do a vanilla run through and see if this even, if I stay stuck on this game for a while. But if you're looking to buy it, I wouldn't recommend going through Origin. If you go to GOG, you can get the game and the two expansion packs for $30. I thought that was a pretty good price.
But this comes with the Origin Pass, right?
Yeah, the base game comes with it.
Okay.
And then you can buy one of the... You can only buy one of the X-Packs, and it's $30 on its own.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's so...
That seems strange. They do sell it on Steam for really cheap. The game itself, $5, and then the DLC,
I thought so too,
not
dude.
Much more.
But go to Steam. It's
It's full price right now.
Oh.
But I'm saying whenever they have a sale,
yeah,
this is going to be $5, and the DLC will probably be not much more. I remember I just bought it just because.
When? Recently? No,
back when it was on sale.
Because last week you were like, I always wanted to play it. I didn't know that you owned it.
Mm-hmm.
You should try it.
So $30 for everything.
For everything, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad deal, too. And I don't want to wait for the sale.
GOG is kind of notorious for making sure things run well on older games running well on new systems. So I would imagine this is the same with that.
Yeah, well, but this isn't that old of a game.
10 years, yeah.
You're not going to have any compatibility issues. I'm going to check, is there any deal.com? So
historical store, low, $2.99.
$2.99 on Steam.
Yeah, that's a steal.
That's just for the original game. And this game is how many years old?
10.
10. Yeah. Okay. It's a good game, though. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm one to talk. I'm the girl that's been playing the same game for 15 years.
Yeah.
You know? I love it when you meet someone new and they find out you're a gamer. They go, what kind of games do you play? I'm like, oh my gosh, don't ask me that question. because you don't even know. And it's like, I don't even know where
Although
to start.
Although most people, even non-gamers, know Counter-Strike. Almost everybody in the world knows Counter-Strike.
But then I do tell them, like, the diehard game, the one game I always go back to, is Counter-Strike. By the way, which is some minor updates on Counter-Strike, they officially launched the MP5 into competitive play. So they introduce a new gun into competitive play.
It's a silenced one, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is. And it's only like 1500. So it's just an SMG.
Switching up the meta. Is it changing the meta?
I don't really think so.
Yeah.
And then also they reskinned finally the
AK.
No. I mean, all the guns have multiple skins, but they reskinned the FBI team on Nuke and Office.
Oh, yeah?
So they actually gave these guys individual faces and like, I don't think they have personalities, but like there's an Asian dude, there's a black dude, there's the white guy, and then like two guys with masks. So they almost seem like they have they just seem individualized, whereas like before it's just like a group. You don't really pay attention to who's who.
I wonder if they're going to do that for the rest of the video, or just more individual.
That would be really cool. I don't know how it looks. I haven't played those maps, even though I queue those maps all the time. So I don't know what they look like.
The CS
live
maps?
Yeah. The FBI team is only on Nuke and Office, and I think one other thing too.
Okay.
So I haven't seen what it looks like live, but they definitely were showing off that they reskin the some of the players.
When I said CS, I meant like CS meaning not the DE maps, but I guess since it's on Nuke, Nuke's being a DE map.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On Twitch, for Twitch Prime, this month, I don't know if they've done this before, but they gave away free games. Have they done this before?
Yeah.
All the time.
Usually it's content within a game, though, I thought.
No, they've been since January, they've been giving away free games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the first time I noticed, and first time that I wanted a game. So it's weird.
I know exactly what. Oh, Soma. Of course, I see the notes, but I saw that and I was like, fuck, for free?
Yeah, free games.
I bought that game. I love that game. It's definitely worth everybody playing.
You have to get the Twitch app and you have to download it through their client. So yet another client. So now I'm up to like five, and four of them have one game on each. Mm-hmm. So it's like Origin, Xbox app, Twitch.
That's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's so fucking annoying. But it, just the way it goes. Anyway, so I got this confused with Tacoma. I thought it was a walking simulator. I didn't know that it was a fear or a scary game, a horror game.
It definitely is a walking sim in a sense. It's all you do is walk around.
Yeah, and hide from stuff. Mm-hmm, I think it's very like Alien isolation. I didn't know this going in at all. It's
It's so good.
I thought it was by the creators.
How far in are you?
Just like Abzu.
I got to the point where you're underwater, like holding your breath, but you don't have to hold your breath because you're kind of a robot, I guess.
I love Sima because it is one of the most compelling storytelling walking sims that I've ever played.
That's the only thing that wanted me to keep going. Like I wanted to, I'm curious what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. It had the largest twists I've ever seen in probably any video game.
I'm just going to have to look it up.
It's longer than most games, too.
What? Really? I practically almost beat this in one sitting. Two sittings I beat this game. I
felt
was so enthralled.
So dumb playing this.
Really? Why?
I could not figure out any of the puzzles. Like,
oh, my gosh.
I know. I was like, so the first one where you have to hit the keypad on to get into the office, right?
Oh, actually,
I found it right away. I found it right away. But I couldn't read the handwriting. It didn't look like numbers to me. So I was like, oh, it's got to be something else. I probably spent half an hour in that fucking.
I do recall having some frustrating moments with the puzzles, but not to the point where it
you got frustrated
stunted
and quit.
Me. Yeah.
And then the very first room, all you have to do is get the fucking fire extinguisher and break the glass. Nope. Half an hour again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because there's all this stuff, right? And I'm
it
like,
it is.
Oh.
And you get to interact with a lot of different
things. Yeah. So I'm interacting with all this stuff.
And it's so funny too, because, I really became the main character. I really became the person that you are.
Yeah. You felt,
and I remember the stuff that you get to interact with. I had like a pet pillow and I would bring it with me wherever,
were you streaming this?
Yes. Oh. I'd stream the whole thing. And some of the items
in the game, you grabbed a pillow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I had a pet pillow. So, and then it would even go into different areas with me. And then eventually I think I lost it or I had to let go of it.
It's like your security blanket.
Yeah, it was. And the humor in this game is spot on too. I love it when it does show itself.
The time ended up making me quit was you're underwater. And you don't really know where to go because everything's super dark. And
I almost quit there too.
Yeah, you find the robot. You find the robot and you dig it out of the dirt. And then it took off on me. I didn't know where it went. And then it did something. And then my character's like, "Thanks, little buddy." So I know that he opened the door somewhere.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just lost, fucking walking around another half an hour.
There was a point where I was so mad. I almost rage quit. 45 minutes. Actually, I think I did rage quit, and I came back another day. And I think, only because I was streaming this, somebody in chat
helped me out.
But other than that, it's rewarding.
Gotta be tough.
It is the most rewarding walking simulator I've ever played I also played. I don't think Life is Strange is very much a walking simulator, but it's supposed to be very story driven. But I couldn't really relate to the main character in Life is Strange. Like here, I felt like I was that person and I had their life, so that was amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty immersive. I get really scared. I don't like scary games. What's the one that what's the one that's like this, Bobby, but it's, you wake up, Amnesia.
Fuck that game, dude.
Yeah, dude. I played it for like 10 minutes and I was like, I can't do this. So, but something happened in this game that got me over the fear right away. I kind of like accidentally walked into the bad guy, like immediately, I turned the corner and just walked into it and it killed me. And I just kind of fell over. Mm-hmm. I was like, that was the least scary thing ever. So I think from now on, I'm just going to go fucking face my fears and just say, what's the worst that could happen? It's just, I'm going to fall over.
You restart and you become kind of immune to whatever the jump scare was. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you just get frustrated. That happened with me and Outlast. Like I would shit my pants first interaction. And then after the fourth or fifth time not getting past some point, I'm just like, fuck you, dude. Yeah.
Outlast?
Like, yeah.
What game is that?
It's like the scariest game ever, dude.
The prison.
Oh, yeah.
The prison.
I almost fell out of my chair that first jump scare when he like falls from like the right when you open the door and the body falls. I almost fell out of my chair.
Bobby, have you played this?
Soma? Half of it.
Okay. Yeah, I quit.
Another one of those games I got to finish.
It's yeah. So good.
I just got to figure out. No, I'd rather just watch YouTube and see what the answer was.
Oh, man, Emilio. Yeah.
Dude, an hour and a half of being
I'm happy that you're going through it, though. I'm happy that you're trying.
Yeah.
And you are interested enough to, even if you don't want to go through the motions yourself, at least to watch somebody else.
Yeah, go watch
my replay. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if I saved the whole damn thing.
That's a lot of gameplay, right?
Yeah. But I beat it in two sittings, and there wasn't a moment I did not have it on stream. So it's I can always check my replays, see if it's still there.
Cool.
Great game, though.
What else have we got?
Perfect for Spooktober.
Who played Trine?
I played Trine. So I have only, of course, consistently been playing Counter-Strike, and I wanted to play a casual co-op game that wasn't going to break the bank, like Overcooked 2. And this one here was the one that was in Bobby's library. And so it didn't cost me or my friend anything at all to load it up. It's always Trine, I feel like, is always one of those games where it's on sale and you own it and you've had it forever. And, maybe you tried it once, but it's one of those pick up and play kind of games. So if you've never played Trine before, it is a 3-player cooperative, side-scrolling?
Yeah, 2.5D.
2.5D type of game. There's 30 different characters, and you can actually interchange between all of them yourself. So whatever puzzles or situations you come across, there's always a way, even if one character dies, to set yourself up to make it to the next stage. It's not necessarily puzzles. It's mostly just platforming. And, you know, you fight enemies. The three characters you play a ranger, you play the warrior, or you play the magician.
And they're super different.
And they're very different. I like the thief the most. Sorry, I called her a ranger because she uses a bow. But she has a grappling hook, and it's very easy to maneuver through the map quickly because of that. The magician is a lot of fun, too. And he creates boxes. You draw on the map. You could do this controller or mouse or keyboard. I tried both.
Boxes or ramps?
Or, yeah, platforms.
Oh, ramps? Oh, platforms? Yeah. Oh, I didn't level that up yet, I guess.
No, it's just a straight line.
Oh, yeah, really?
Just draw a straight line, and it'll make like a plank.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed out on that point. And then the warrior has this like shield where he could deflect things, and or it's a gravity shield too, so he could pick things up and shoot them. So Trine is casual enough for where it's, but it's got challenge to it. So you'll have fun. It's rewarding. So when you do get past certain obstacles and collect items that are in hard to reach places, it's fun with friends. And, I think it's good for different levels of skill set. So it's one of those games where whether you're really good at platform games or just starting out, it's a good combination of working teamwork, communication, and just classic platform combat.
Yeah, you don't have to play online either. Like, if you play as one person, you can actively switch between the three.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing two players, you can kind of, you can cheese ball a lot of the puzzles just by brute forcing it.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
with the wizard.
Oh, yeah.
It's uh-huh. like you're creating objects in the world, so
yeah.
you can really do some cheesy stuff with him.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know.
They kind of fixed that in the third one.
Yeah.
The second, in my opinion, the second one is probably the best. I really like the third one for taking some chances and switching it mm-hmm. up. They went away from the 2D and went to 3D. So you actually have a Z axis. You can, and that opens it up for all sorts of new puzzles. But
yeah.
the second one, I almost exclusively use the wizard.
And super pretty.
Did you play
game.
Solo?
No, I think Emilio and I beat that together, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Long time
back
ago.
When we used to play
video games. It's like good old classic fun. Definitely highly recommended if you want to play co-op. It has online co-op, and does it have split screen co-op? I don't think so.
Or you share.
You share a screen.
Oh, you share a screen. Of course. It's killing me. Of course. So
and it's super pretty.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not too pricey. So
one of the few games, I mean, it's $15 right now, but this is a game that's always on sale. Mm-hmm. And all three of them are great games. The third one, we were talking about it before the show, but the third one, when it came out, people were very unhappy with it. And I think that was because in early access, it was unfinished. I remember playing through it and then hitting a roadblock, and I was like, that's it. I'm only a couple hours, maybe less than 5 hours into this. But then I went back later to play it, and there was a lot more content, and I really enjoyed it.
I remember it leaving a poor taste in my mouth. I think that's what it was. I think I think you could finish the early access in an hour or two. And then
I was early access really. But, you know, whose fault is that? People who don't understand what early access is or the developers?
Well, usually you get more of a game than that. Some are further along than others, but whatever.
Early access, you aren't guaranteed anything. I think that's what people need to realize.
I wouldn't mind going back and playing or get some more.
The second one is one of the few games that are rated excellent in NVIDIA 3D Vision, if anybody still has that. But I remember playing it with NVIDIA 3D Vision, and it looks amazing.
Think that it's already come back, Bobby?
It's already a really pretty game.
That's gone forever. That's never coming back. The whole 3D
thing came back in movies. It was here, and then it left, and it came, and then it left, and now it's kind of back.
I don't know. It's always been kind of there. But I actually was a big proponent of 3D, but now, like, I would rather see a 2D movie. I don't like the 3D. It's not worth the extra money to me, and it doesn't really add too much to the
movie. It depends if the movie was shot in 3D versus just adapted for 3D. Mm-hmm. There's certain movies, especially back when it had its renaissance story, like 4 years ago, some movies were just, like, explicitly, this is why we're doing this movie. And those were fun, but...
I feel like I like watching the movies that have very obvious 3D scenes because when you're watching it 2D, you could tell that they were screening it. But like a lot of the superhero movies, that it's like, oh, okay, that's why the hammer was flying right at my face,
right?
You know, but and you need the glasses to get the full effect for that.
That just seems so gimmicky, though. The first 3D movie I ever saw in a theater, like real 3D, I think that's actually what they called it, was real 3D. Because I remember going and seeing like Spy Kids with the blue and red glasses. But the first 3D movie I ever really saw was My Bloody Valentine. And there was a scene where a guy goes out on his porch with a shotgun and he just like pans the shotgun over the screen and it just sticks out right in your face. And you could totally tell like, oh, they put that in there specifically for the 3D, you know, just to get that out of it. They really linger on that shot. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, you know, like Piranha 3D or, you know, a lot of those movies, they just kind of, they ham it up a bit to
I really
get the most
like,
out of the 3D.
I really like 3D, in 3D implemented inside of museums and planetariums and that type of viewing experience, very space. Mm-hmm.
Trippy shit.
Yeah. Where it's Avatar in a dome and stuff like that.
Avatar
so that's
was
great.
Awesome.
That was a good 3D movie. Mm-hmm. But as far as games go, it totally messed up the refresh rate. First of all, the 3D monitor had terrible viewing angles and just terrible coloring too. It just wasn't that great in a lot of respects, but also I could never play a game that didn't have a bit of a flicker or a bit of it felt like a low refresh rate. Yeah.
If you want to watch 3D movies at home, you need a 3D TV. Is that still a thing?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to buy one specifically that has that technology.
I don't even know if they make TVs that aren't 3D. Well, no, I think they just include 3D because they're just like, yeah, fuck it. Why not?
Okay.
You know, we paid the royalties or whatever. I don't know how it works. But I think like every TV you get is a smart TV and might have 3D built in. I don't know. Maybe they don't nobody's interested in that anymore.
Probably about 15, 20 years ago, I watched the 3D like Terminator thing at Great America, which was like my local amusement park. And the fish were like swimming like right here, like right in front of my chest and right in front of my hands or my eyes. And you could just like reach out and I still haven't seen to that day or to this day, like that good of 3D. I don't know what they were doing 20 years ago, but I went to Universal Studios last week and I wasn't that impressed. So maybe I was just impressionable.
With NVIDIA 3D Vision, there was adjustments that you could make that would determine the depth. So you could make things look like that where it'd stick really far out or it looked a little more flat. But you didn't want a game like that, like with it sticking really far out. That wasn't a really good experience.
I think AR is going to happen before 3D comes back, right? So like Magic Leap and
I think the other one. I don't know. 3D almost fills a gap between VR and nothing. So I think people either do VR or they just don't do it at all.
Well, I don't know. There's billions of dollars going into Magic Leap and what's Microsoft want called?
Who owns Magic Leap?
Their own.
And what is that? Just AR?
AR, yeah. Okay. Have you seen it?
I have not seen Magic Leap.
Very cool looking.
Okay.
But they raised something like $4 billion, and a lot of it was from like famous people. I think they would just bring famous people in, like athletes and stuff.
And what
just,
are
like,
they doing?
Wow them. Put the goggles on them, and it was enough for them to give them millions of dollars.
What kind of games are they doing?
Not games, generally. Right now, it's just kind of like more experience type stuff.
Okay.
And pull it up, Bobby.
I would love that. It's almost like that one Westworld episode where they have that party and he's trying to guess who the, what are they called again? They're not Cylons. What am I talking about? Westworld.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
The first reviews aren't so good.
I've seen a few episodes.
The first reviews aren't so good because they're having the same problem that the Microsoft one is having, where your field of vision is very small. You're kind of like what is that called when you're looking through a tunnel vision? So it's very cool, but it's only at a small little circle right here. Mm-hmm. And this is their dev kit that just came out. And so, so you can see kind of like what they're trying to do.
That looks pretty cool.
Full 3D AR. See, dude, if that happens,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's going to change the world. Like you're going to be able to, but nobody's been able to pull it off to the full extent so far. Some guy pulled one of these apart and was looking at what basically it has projectors that project images into your eyes, like little tiny projectors.
Wow.
That's how it works. Yeah. So that thing costs, I forgot. It's like fucking $10,000 or some shit.
Jesus. What happened to Google Glass?
It ran into legal issues at the first thing because people are actively recording all the time without permission from other people. So they did something where they blurred the faces automatically, but then that had a lot to do with that would use up a lot of the fucking memory, and then it just did it. It was a good idea, I think, and it'll happen eventually. But
plus, who wants to walk around with that on their face?
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's pretty hefty.
I wear glasses all the time.
At least this one kind of looks cool.
But those aren't glasses, dude.
I know.
If I saw somebody with that out in public, I'd be like, "What the fuck, Cyclops?"
They're a little bit smaller than a Vive.
Are you a fucking cyborg or something?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, I think that AR will happen before 3D comes back again, or they make another try into it. Because it doesn't look terrible. It's not great.
It just seems easier.
Yeah.
It just seems easier to develop a 3D environment or a virtual, something for VR before AR would be more feasible in a sense in terms of efficiency.
Yeah, AR has a lot of potential in if you and another engineer are working on the same project and you have a virtual thing in front of you and they have the same thing in their office, and you can work on things in real time, without actually having the engine or whatever it is. And you could just move things around. I think that's fucking crazy, man. Like being able to, Tony Stark some shit up, but we'll see. Hopefully
they never show the tech support side of that.
What do you mean?
Like that shit not working and them calling help desk.
I love that. That's the side that you see it.
That's the reality of it, dude. That's why I bring it up, because that's my fucking life. It's just shit. It's like they do that all the time. I'm sorry. I'm going to go on a rant.
Go for it. Get him, Bobby.
Small rant.
Get him.
Small rant. Tiny rant. There's so many things in education where they bring it in. Now, this is the next big thing, and we're going to do this now. And we're using this learning management system, and we're using this technology. And then they put it in the classroom, and it's just like flop. And it's just you have to be so realistic, and things have to be so user friendly, and things have to be so simple. Like, honestly, let's go back to the whiteboard, not the chalkboard. Well, the whiteboard.
You're the tech support. The tech support guy. So you're hearing all these problems to the face. Like, everybody's talking to you about this shit, right?
Yeah, but I also have a really good idea of what's going to work and what isn't going to work.
Okay.
Because in most situations, I mean, in education is different because you got an audience of 36 kids that the minute you don't pay attention to them, they immediately start fucking around and doing things they shouldn't be. So it's like you don't have that time, that downtime to troubleshoot anything. But also, just in other situations too, you have to take in consideration is this actually going to help me? Is this, or am I going to spend more time troubleshooting and figuring out, or like trying to make this work? There was an interesting article I read like maybe a month ago about some lady who was, no, maybe it was a podcast I listened to, but she was talking about how like all this technology has kind of hindered us in a lot of ways, you know, email and texting and everything. And you get so much more done when you just like face to face with people or you talk to them on the phone even. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I feel like, cause I communicate mostly through email at work. And it's like, if I were there in the room, I could fix a problem in like 5 seconds. If I were over the phone, I could probably fix it in less than a minute. But email, it's just like, I don't know. It just feels
lengthy
and to explain things, and that creates more questions.
It depends what you're doing too, though.
But when you're dealing with high-end technology like this, like technology is just, it never works like it's supposed
to. So what were we talking about, the whiteboard?
The whiteboard?
Yeah.
You know, the whiteboard with the markers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just go back to that.
Oh, rather than interactive, go back to it. Okay.
Yeah. Rather than interactive whiteboards.
Mila has something that, you know, she's six, so she's in kindergarten or first grade. And they have like an Instagram. It's called like Blackboard or something like that. And so...
Well, Blackboard's the one that the colleges use.
Oh, it's something. Okay, yeah, that was a different one. Yeah. So the teacher takes pictures of the kid and has lessons planned and all like that. And all the moms are on the... I'm just going to call it Instagram, whatever it's called. But it's exactly like Instagram. You can scroll through the pictures and everything. And so it seems to work fucking awesome. You can see their homework, what they need to do. With just a couple, like, you just scroll a little bit and you got everything your kid did that day. Plus pictures of them having fun or whatever.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
It's really good. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, there's some good ones out there. There's one called Remind where students have to sign up for it and then it just texts them assignment. Like the teacher can send out, it's basically like a middleman. So instead of teachers like being able to text students or parents like, hey, this is due then, they do it through a system and then that sends it out to the students and the students can opt in to that. That one works pretty well. But yeah,
I would have loved to have had an app for homework reminders. Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
My roommate's kids, they have it so good right now. They all get issued a laptop and they don't actually have homework, but they have to play like Number Munchers, like a game that's like that. And that's their homework, just to play the game. And it's so cool, man. Like homework. Yeah. And like they go to school like 9 a.m.
Log some playtime, right?
School needs to change still, though.
Yeah, definitely. And they're definitely going in the right direction.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Yeah. I feel like Bobby's ready for rant number two.
See, I don't know. There's a whole...
studies have proven that homework doesn't do anything. It doesn't help you.
There's so many theories on that, though. God, this could be a long conversation. They do things like the reverse classroom now, where you do the homework in class and then you do the lessons at home, like on video. Like that can be kind of effective. It works really well in math.
I did have a job where my responsibilities bled into my time off of work. And so it was torture.
What do you mean?
It made me miserable.
Taking her work.
When I was a district manager, I had to prepare conference calls and I had to I had my laptop open the last thing I did before going to bed and the first thing I did waking up in the morning, catching up with emails.
I feel like that's any job and doing this, though.
Not any job I want to sign up for.
Management's super.
I mean, like any job with a salary and, you know, full bennies is going to be like pretty invasive in your life. Like I live my job. Like I got 3 emails from someone who is freaking out about, we got all this spam that's getting through the filters at work right now. So people are just like, they want my password. And I don't respond to that.
And I understand that. And I've been in that position for a very long time, but I feel like homework puts me in that same level of anxiety where it's like, oh, I know it's there. I know I have to do it. But I already put in 8 fucking hours today. I just want to put it off or just like, can I get it done within that 8 hours? I just want my time back. And who doesn't feel this way, right?
Well, that's exactly why I started working the corners instead of having people come to my house.
There you go.
Oh, geez.
You didn't want to bring it home with me.
Yeah. You only have to bring the STDs home with
you. Oh my gosh.
Homework is just work, though. I mean, and you know, if you want to learn anything, it's going to be work. So I don't know. I understand like the need to gamify a lot of things and make it more pleasant, but it's not like some secret formula that's all of a sudden, you know, like, oh, wow. You know, it's like, I'm going to get fit by attaching these little motorized electronic pulses to my abs. And now I got dude, like you got to put in work. Like if you want to get smart, you got to like,
just put it in the work. You got it.
So I don't know. You got to be careful looking for shortcuts.
Have you ever used one of those?
No. They were really popular when I was like super young. And yeah. I was like, oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, like I was young enough to be gullible for that. Like probably like it was in like the '90s, but like,
Bruce Lee
I didn't have any money to do it.
Yeah. He did. So I think a lot of people bought him because of that.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was he the spokesperson?
Well, I think they looked at Bruce Lee's body and said, oh, he got that way because
A plus B.
Yeah. And not
equals me getting laid.
you don't see those anymore though.
No.
I mean, they had like the old 50s ones. Didn't they? Where they'd like put a towel and like shake really quick.
Yeah.
Like
a belt.
There's always been a form of that, but it's just, that's always the example. I think when people are just trying to get stuff for nothing.
There was, like, I think one thing that got super popular was some type of wrap. Like it looked like a giant banana leaf or something that you put around your stomach and it like made, I don't know what it did, but that
fat.
Was, yeah.
Don't they do that at day spas where they wrap you up and dehydrate you basically. Yeah. You lose a lot of water weight.
Oh yeah.
Okay, dude, so Mexico is crazy. If you go down to Mexico, like all the shit that doesn't work that we know that doesn't work here is just everywhere about losing weight over there. Like,
oh man, wraps and just quit rice and beans, motherfuckers.
Yeah. There it is. But you just said, you basically just said, stop eating everything you eat. Because that stereotype is super right. Like, all we eat is rice and beans.
Mostly well, Asians beans. Eat rice too. It's just like the combination of, I mean, it's diet. It's diet. It's just like the common culturally, whatever combination that you guys generally like that you eat. It like if it leads to weight gain, but everyone's trying to lose weight. It's in America. It's mostly prominent in America.
Yeah,
it's our biggest problem. Our fucking supersized shit and all of that goodness. So it's here. It's fries and burger buns. Down there, it's rice and beans. Yeah. You know, like. Asians are victims of obesity too. It doesn't matter. If you're just not eating the right combination of foods, you're going to get fat.
I think America was the fattest and then Australia beat us for a little bit. And then Mexico is the fattest now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
As far as I know. Yeah. And they're coincidentally, fucking Netflix, most of watching Netflix country also. I think those things.
Mexico.
They might have something to do with each other. I think.
Oh no.
So you guys know Preparation H, right?
Yeah, for hemorrhoids, right?
Yeah, it is. But what it does is like you put it on your skin and it like tightens that area of the skin up. So
what did you used to use that for?
I didn't, but it's popular in the military for people who are like trying to make weight in the Marine Corps. There's like this weird weight system. If you don't make your weight, then they tape you. They like tape your neckline, then they tape your waist, and they give you like a different ratio. So what people would do is they would put Preparation H all over their stomach, wrap that in one layer of Saran wrap, and it would like shrink that area of the skin down by a very minuscule amount, but sometimes just enough
to make it
to make that weight.
So weird.
So yeah, it's like another. I remember Aja. She bought some stuff that some Mexican stuff when she went to Mexico that was like a weight loss magic.
Yeah,
and it was basically just Preparation H, but it would just like temporarily shrink that part of the body down. So she thought she was like losing weight.
Yeah,
but it was just like for a few hours.
Yeah, Sam has some stuff called Sweet Sweat. And you put it on and it makes you sweat profusely when you work out, like way more.
Gross.
Actually works, but you're dripping like crazy. But it's just, anyway.
Oh, that's just water weight.
Yeah, it's just water weight. Speaking of cutting weight, UFC 229 happened. And still the worst thing in the UFC is the weight cutting. These people look like they're about to die when they go up on the scale. But it was an awesome event. If you go to fucking some site and download it, it was a really good event. The entire main card was awesome. Awesome. There was like one of the best comebacks of all time. The main event was Conor McGregor versus Khabib Nurmagomedov. I won't spoil it for you, but after the fight, there was a huge brawl. There was a riot. So some of these guys attacked their guys and the other guys attacked their guys. And it all people went to jail and Khabib might lose his belt because he might not be allowed back in the country because he assaulted somebody and fucking it went to shit. And it's funny because it was the most watched UFC of all time and now the most notorious because something shitty happened while the most eyeballs were on it. And it fucking sucks for the UFC really bad. It's a black eye for them.
Is there a reason you're not going too specific on what happened?
No.
Like the way you explained it to me?
It's hard. It's too much to say, okay. I guess. Somebody was talking shit to Khabib. He jumped over the fence.
One of Conor McGregor's,
one of his cornermen. Khabib flew over, like nobody could stop. He's one of the best athletes in the world. He fucking Spider-Man over the thing. Security nice. Tried to grab him. He flew into the crowd head first. Dylan Danis, which is the other guy, went head first into him. They almost headbutted like fucking superheroes. He fucking went down like a bull. Like he just like dove on him and they swung at each other for a while. And while security was all fucking trying to get that apart, the fucking Russians, the Russian Muslims, that were with Khabib, hate Connor. So they jumped into the, while nobody's in the ring, Connor's trying to recuperate from getting his ass kicked, spoilers, and these guys jump him in the cage, just fucking start swinging on Connor. He didn't fight back and he didn't press charges, so they arrested them, but they let them out. But it was a fucking shit show. I've never seen Dana gets upset. He's the owner of the UFC. He gets upset all the time. He yells and shit. This time he was just sad, dude. Just like
somber.
I'm so fucking disappointed in these people. Like, it's just like, it's like dad being mad at you or disappointed in you, you know.
Kurt says, sounds like WWF or WWE dude, now.
Somebody says they should learn from the WWE. 17 high-foot walls with barbed wire at the top will stop all of this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just the Vega cage, like in Street Fighter.
Oh, Bobby, you saw Big Mouth, right?
Yeah, season one.
Bloodsport.
Yeah. Are you going to watch season two?
Oh, definitely.
I watched the whole thing.
Season two?
Yeah.
I binge-watched the first. I watched it in one night.
And wait, then, what?
Big Mouth on Netflix. It's like a very crude cartoon.
I've seen like an episode here or there. It's about that one. You remember the Mexican guy that impregnated his pillow?
Yeah. Well, you're the one with the pillow friend. Season
different
two.
Different purposes.
Are they,
season
though?
Two's maybe not quite as good, but still really good.
It's I think it's pretty good, dude.
Yeah,
I think it's really good
for sure. Did you think it was weird that they show underage girls naked?
I saw that and I'm like, wait,
I thought
that
it was strange.
Yeah,
because how
did
old
they
are
really?
These, how old are these kids supposed to be?
They're like 12.
Middle school.
They're like 12.
And they're hitting puberty.
They showed them like topless.
Yeah,
and full
bottomless.
Frontal.
Yeah.
I
was like,
oh, that's
so.
Gross.
I thought it was just weird. I know it's cartoons, but at the same time, I was like,
yeah. When I saw that, I was like,
that's a stretch.
Can they do that? But yeah, I guess they can because it's on there. Because
it's cartoons. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and it is for, it's definitely mature content. It's for adults.
Yeah, definitely. But
I thought I found. I never get offended. I wasn't offended. No, I just thought like
it was surprising. Wow. It was a leap.
Yeah, that's a leap.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm surprised. I'm actually kind of disturbed. Yeah. I am disturbed. I am disturbed by that.
It was like during a musical scene and they're like just talking about puberty and they're having like a musical about it. And actually it's like celebrating the female bodies, what the musical scene was about.
About being all shapes and sizes.
Yeah. It's about, it doesn't matter what you look like and just be who you are. So in that scene, they showed like
the
two girls.
See, it's different.
Naked.
See, it's because they're underage, but it's different. If I were watching like, BoJack Horseman or something like that, you know, show me all the horse fucking dick and titties. You could like, whatever. Like,
because they're,
but pedophilia versus bestialia or I don't know. I obviously don't know porn terms.
Oh, I know.
But you watch
if you watch season one, though, show is definitely
adult
like
hentai and or shit like that. You know, I just I guess like hentai, all the girls look 12 anyways. I don't fucking know.
That's another thing.
The show is like totally crude, though.
Yeah.
Like it totally lets you know that up front. It's like you can't criticize South Park for making fun of like races and religions and stuff because it's like they've been doing that for 20 years and they're very upfront about, hey, this is our type of humor. And if you don't like it, it's not for you. So I don't know. In the context of the show, I would see it not being as offensive, although that does seem like a really weird thing. Like if you were to tell, like people listening are probably like, oh, that makes me feel a little
weird. It's a great fucking show. It's a great show.
But if you were to watch the show, I don't think you'd find it nearly as offensive. I haven't seen season two yet, so I don't know personally.
It just took me aback a second.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or a couple seconds.
Yeah, definitely. Like, wow. For me too. That's
I can only stomach so much of Big Mouth at a time, though. I can't binge watch.
Oh, you're giving it a try?
I binge watch BoJack. I love BoJack.
I gave it a shot.
But Big Mouth, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always back and forth on BoJack. The problem with BoJack is like, he has the same fucking character arc every single season. It's a great show and I love it. And I, you know, I love anything that's about like Hollywood and the industry and stuff like that. Like I like all that stupid shit, but like BoJack, it's just like, oh, he's a fuck up who just can't get it together. And he ruins his life and he ruins other people's life. And at the end of the season, there's
it's
a little
so
bit of hope.
Because,
and then the next season it starts all over again.
No, it's so strange because over time you want to like BoJack, but you just, for me, I don't like BoJack.
Yeah, sometimes
I do
have to
not
like
BoJack.
Well,
I think he's an
character.
No, he's not at all.
It's like
not respect, like hard to respect BoJack, but I could watch the fuck out of like has like what's unraveling in his life. It's crazy.
Dude, that's why it's so brilliant about fucking Walter White. Like you like the guy at the beginning and you end up hating him. He's a really bad guy at the end. It's like, and you go through that whole thing as he turns evil. You have to, one day you got to be like, oh, I don't like him anymore.
Yeah.
And it's weird. You know, what was I going to talk about?
I feel like we've been talking about TV for a long time.
Oh yeah, we have. Huh?
It's good though. Oh, we got to keep. There's not a lot going on in gaming right now.
Until it all hits us all at once.
November and December like, are going to be
starting next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were playing Deep Rock Galactic yesterday. I asked you, dude, have you heard anything about news? Because I usually hear something throughout the week, but like we were both like, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah,
like nothing big.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a little bit of news. First of all, Capcom confirms a live action Mega Man movie is on the way.
Whoa.
They need to have the live action Mega Man from the Mega Man 1 box art. The guy with like a little laser blaster that
that regrettable box art.
No.
Oh yeah, it's like a live action photo, right?
Yeah, it's just terrible.
Yeah. Hey Bobby, who would you tap to direct this? If you could have your choice.
Mega Man? Oh my god, I don't know. I don't know. They'll probably just get somebody who can... I can't imagine like it's going to be any sort of auteur that's going to put their own special spin on it.
It's going to be the guy from Terminator, right? Somebody like that. Not Terminator, Transformers. Michael Bay. They'll probably get somebody like that, right?
I just don't see Mega Man as live action.
That does seem odd. I have to agree.
It just seems, I don't know.
Kurt says Hideo Kojima.
It's the same thing with the Sonic live action thing that they're supposed to do. Like that, I just can't visualize that.
That seems creepy. It seems like it's going to be creepy.
I just want to see how big his hand cannon is.
Okay.
And his crush cannon.
No, seriously. I just want to see how they portray that in live action. Like how big his hand cannon actually is and how ridiculous he might actually look.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't wait to see like shots of this, to see like you know shots from on set to see what it looks like.
It might
like.
Be good.
All right, next up, Mike Morhaime steps down as Blizzard president.
Why?
Crazy. It's probably just he was one of the founding members, so I'm sure he's like, yeah, maybe it's time for a break.
You know, I am relieved to see somebody stepping down from a major corporation without it being a sex scandal.
Yeah.
Are we bringing that up too?
No. No, there's nothing on the okay, nothing right. about that. I'm just saying, like, it just seems like all in the news, everything's a sex scandal now. Everybody's been, it's just everywhere. I don't want to go into it, but God, it's everywhere.
No, it's been everywhere. It's been prominent.
Well, definitely.
It's always there, and it's just people having the courage to surface, like, what was taboo to bring up before. So,
for sure, for sure.
It's just timing.
I don't see Mike Morhaime as a sexual deviant, though.
Really?
I couldn't see that.
Do you, have you like,
I don't know. I've seen this guy so many times.
I don't know. I feel like he could break me with a nose that big.
Well, yeah, I was actually about to ask you, Bobby, if you've like seen him in interviews.
Is that a comment on his Jewish heritage?
It's all of the above. It's just, I'm just kidding.
But, do you know who J. Allen Brack is?
No. So that's the guy that is going to be replacing him. And he is executive
Brack from the Brack Show,
executive producer of World of Warcraft. I mean, these things that happen in Blizzard, they've changed like the lead of HOTS a couple of times too. And when that happens, they always prep the person who's going to be replacing them. It's like a transitional period. Like, it's not like, oh shit, this guy just bailed. What are we going to do? You know, like this has probably been in the works for a little while. And like I said, this guy was one of the founding members of Blizzard in like 1995 or something.
Wow.
So, you know, he's probably just ready to move on with his life and enjoy all that money.
No. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for him, though.
Yep.
All right, next up.
Now, I notice you're wearing a Cloud Nine shirt. What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
They used to have a HOTS team a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, they don't anymore?
No. Mm-hmm.
Wait, have a mount, like a Cloud Nine mount?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they won the first time HOTS was ever at BlizzCon, they won.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The last and only time the U.S. ever won any international tournament.
They were my Counter-Strike team back in, I think, 1.6.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Cloud9's a North American organization, so usually they're a team I root for.
Is that back when was Shroud on the team back then?
Yeah. Yeah? Maybe.
Hmm. So Ohio State is starting an esports program, and I was like, "The fuck does that mean?
Why is that news here?
It's gaming news.
Where else would it be?"
Well, I guess. Wait, what kind of esports? Well, because I feel like so many different colleges have so many different types of
the test board things going on. Is huge. That's
Well, Ohio State's one of the Big Ten, right? So them doing something is more than like a community college doing it, or somebody of a small. This is like one of the heavy
San Diego hitters, State actually has a esports organization. It's very small.
Do they?
Yeah, you can go on their website.
I think this is news because, like I said, it's one of the biggest universities in the United States. And maybe it'll set a trend. Obviously, it's a huge, huge new, what do you call it, industry. And they're just adapting to it. So all things esports. They're going to be studying it, dissecting it. Basically, anything esports related, they're going to learn about it, teach about it, and get the next, I don't know, the people. You'll be able to major in it, I think. So, you know, getting the next generation of broadcasters. And
you could earn your first college credit in memes.
I mean, if there's money in it, then it's worth educating people about. Mm-hmm. So, of course, a lot of that stuff overlaps with traditional sports and broadcasting in general. So I'd imagine a lot of the people who got into sports casting usually have a background in.
It would be badass to get a scholarship just for how well you play a video game. Yeah. That would be so badass.
It's interesting. Who's going to be teaching this? Who is qualified enough to teach this? Maybe it's going to be like traditional broadcasting teachers that are adapting.
I think it's going to be more on the business side of stuff, not necessarily like people playing video games.
Not like training for teams.
Because it, dude, players are so temperamental, man. I've seen it in esports, like all kinds of esports and HOTS, mostly because that's what I watch. But like, I've seen people on the best team. I've seen people on the worst team. I just watched one of the guys who was like the former almost world champion, like second in the world, and he just got kicked out of the Crucible, which is where you get in last place and somebody can knock you out of your place in the HGC.
Oh man.
And then he announced his retirement. It's just like, if you're not into it, if you're not feeling it, like, dude, you're just done. It's I don't know.
How's your team doing, Bobby?
Well, we lost in the playoffs, so it's the end of the season. Next one doesn't start up till February, which is good. I think we're all ready for a break.
Yeah,
but we did all right. I mean, we were playing in the hardest division, so.
Hardest division before, like.
The highest division.
Within that organization, but then what's the next level above that if you were.
I don't know. I guess if we wanted to, we could, like, be a amateur HGC team and play in the open division, but
super hard.
No, this is just all for fun. Like, that's actually, like, we're trying to get into the HGC.
So are you, like, top 1% playing with.
It's not a huge league, so I wouldn't read too much into that. But we did pretty well. I mean, we were up against the best teams. So,
But why not do the amateur HTC thing?
I don't got time for that.
It's even more time?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's like, if you want to take it seriously, you're practicing constantly.
Oh, rough. Yeah.
I feel like you're starting to phase it out a little bit.
Only because of WoW.
Another Blizzard.
Yeah. I could just play Blizzard games the rest of my life.
Blizzard's got them by the balls.
Yeah, I mean, like, they don't make bad games.
Not yet. Although people keep bugging them for Warcraft 4 and Diablo 4. Like, what do you think that's going to be?
They still need to make a Ghost. I was waiting for that game for so long. It was like a third-person single-player game.
Yeah, single-player game, right?
But that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, at least 10.
Did I say Warcraft 3? I meant Warcraft 4.
You said Warcraft 4.
Warcraft 4 and Diablo 3. Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, Diablo 4.
Diablo 4.
Right?
Diablo 4.
There's a Diablo 3. Okay, yeah. I don't know Diablo. That's my least played Blizzard game. All right, Google Project Stream.
This is not what I thought it was. I thought it was going to be something to challenge Twitch by Google, but no. This is more along the lines of the NVIDIA Blade system, where the processing of the game is happening server-side, and so you just rent the game, but you're just streaming it and playing it from there.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like
it's been tried
Direct to Drive?
A million times, huh?
Direct to Drive, isn't that?
Like Gamefly did it, I think, too. Okay. Where everybody knows what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The game's being processed remotely, and you're playing a stream of it. And so you don't have to buy the game, and you could probably play on a tablet or a phone.
Yeah.
You could play
as long as it displays.
As long as it displays and you have the right inputs, you could play fucking Fallout 76 on a phone.
Has anybody tried this?
It's not out yet.
I don't know. Like something like this. Like
Steam. I had a trial version of, what was it called? One something. There was a company that went under that tried to do this. And, you know, obviously the internet has to be pretty good for this to work.
Right.
But eventually I think this has to happen, because imagine not having to worry. Like your game will never crash. If the game crashes on the server, you know, on their end, they have things in place. No. I mean, they have things in place. They probably have redundancies. So then it transfers you over to somewhere else that is up while they fix the other one. Like, you would never have technical issues.
Right.
My first experience.
If you have internet issues, good luck.
Yeah, definitely. That's really going to affect this a lot. My first experience with anything like this was I had a PS Vita and a PS4. And I set up my PS4 to handle a streaming to my PS Vita, and then I traveled like 2 hours away to a different city, and I was like playing on my PS Vita on my PS4 2 hours away. And
I remember they had that.
Blown away. I was like, wow, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
This
was 2013.
So you had PlayStation 4 graphics on your Vita, right?
They were scaled down, but yeah.
Yeah, so like Bobby said, this is an eventuality. It only makes sense that games are going to be sold this way. Mm-hmm. So
like your subscription service, I could see that
too. Yeah, and it makes sense. It makes sense all the way around. If we get to a day that we don't have to buy hardware anymore, that's going to be weird. Not having a graphics card is going
to
be weird.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to worry about your peripherals and keyboard, mouse, monitor.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, so they're doing some sort of beta where I think you're going to be able to play Odyssey. Assassin's Creed Odyssey, mm-hmm. For free for one day as they try to break their servers.
Okay.
So what is that called? Stress test. So yeah, you can play Odyssey. I don't know when it is, but I think it's coming up. And they wanted to go with a AAA title. They wanted to really push the pixels and see if they could break their system.
So, yeah.
I think it's awesome.
If anybody's going to do it, it's going to be fucking Google, right?
Of course.
Yeah, they were advertising 60 FPS at 1080, so that's pretty impressive.
That's really impressive. Hmm.
All right, no hardware this week, so we're just going to skip right on to listener questions. We've got a few here. First one comes from Curd the Ape. Has anybody ever hit the garage door opener while you are casting?
I don't think it's electric.
Yeah, this part isn't electric. The other part, we have a 3-car garage, and there's a separation with this wall. The other one is electric.
Has anybody hit that one while we were casting?
Well, I've hit it with my head.
She's hit this one with
the shelf.
Yeah. So yeah, we attach.
If someone were to open up this garage door, that would cause a problem because there's a shelf that we screwed to it.
So the screws are in the wall. You can't open it anymore. I tried the other day and I forgot that I screwed the wall.
Why did you try to open it?
I forgot.
Okay.
I didn't have to open it big. I just had to make a crack to pass. Like, I forgot what it was.
Gotcha.
And I couldn't. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm an idiot. That's default answer to all my problems. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Yeah.
All right, next, Dirk Rocks asks, who has the most powerful computer out of all of you?
Bobby?
Oh, that's a good...
I mean, probably, but Emilio has a 1080 Ti and I have a 1080.
Okay. Yeah, you have more powerful, like...
Yeah, I got a better hard drive, RAM,
and I have a
motherboard, CPU. So
probably case. You, overall.
Yeah, I'm only running a 970.
Mouse, keyboard...
I don't think you have a better mouse than me.
I have the best looking computer. Does that count?
You have what?
I said I have the best looking computer. Does that count?
That's a nice looking kit. You have the XT.
NZXT.
NZXT.
Yeah. And it's a...
I don't know. I really like mine.
Is it full size or mid-size?
Well, you have an NZXT too.
Yeah. I bought the gunmetal though.
You got the gunmetal.
Yeah, I got the white one. It looks like a portal turret.
Fuckers. $15 more just for the gunmetal. Like, fuck you. That paint didn't cost you $15 more per unit.
Bobby, what kind of processor are you running?
8700K.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Bobby wins.
Well, I rebuilt my computer less than a year ago, or a while ago. So, yeah.
I've been thinking about getting a new processor. I'm running a 5820, but it's a hex core.
5820?
Yeah.
Ooh. Super old, right?
It's 3 years old.
What are you running? What's your
what's
your card?
You got a 970, right?
1070.
Oh, 1070.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I got the... my shit's like 4 or 5 years old, 4 years old.
Yeah.
So I can...
You have a 970, Chi?
Mm-hmm. I could go for some upgrades, but not desperately. So I'm perfectly content with my setup still.
Like I've always said, I can't believe how content you are with your
And
your
that's gear. Like my original... I mean, come on, I was running 60 hertz for the entirety of since forever.
But then
forever.
You made that jump and you were like, holy
shit. And then I'm only playing fucking Counter-Strike on... Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not going to get...
Like Counter-Strike looks so much better.
How many frames are you getting on Counter-Strike, do you know?
Over 200.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But no, yeah, I'm still very content. And when I initially put it together, that was my intention, where I was just going to be like, it's not going to break the bank at the time, but it's going to last me a while.
Yeah.
So it's good enough for a while. Yep.
And no more Siege lately?
No, because I don't have the hard drive space. So I came to this certain point where it's
one or the other,
uninstall Counter-Strike Go and or just uninstall Siege and install all the other games. And I was not going to uninstall Go. So
how big is Siege?
Like 100, right?
60 gigs.
Good God.
No, I think it's 60-something. And then you do
they got a high-res text pack.
Yeah, so the text pack. Oh, that thing.
Oh, okay.
It depends on if you have that installed or not, but it is a big game.
It's fucking humongous and unnecessary for my rig right now, my setup. It makes no sense, and it actually kind of pisses me off, like, how big that game is. And huge. because of that one reason, and because of my hard drive problems that I've had for eternity and a day, I'm just keeping it uninstalled. I'm not ready. It's too big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that a lot.
All right, Duck asks, what are your thoughts on what will happen to the PC gaming community with the estimated 25% increase in the price to all goods coming from China due to tariffs?
Why does Duck ask these smart questions?
And also he said, fuck you because I'm from Canada. It was added at the bottom. He goes, I don't really give a shit because I'm from Canada. I don't know. I feel like the free market's going to keep the prices down because they're going to be competing.
There's worse than that whole Bitcoin mining thing that we were.
That was bad. There's no way it would work around that. But like, if Canada's getting them for $50 and we're paying $65, we'll just buy them from Canada for $55 or something like that. Like, there'll be a workaround. Whoever sells it cheapest is going to get the sale. So hopefully it doesn't affect us too bad. But yeah. On the other hand, I'm kind of surprised how prices seem to keep going down instead of like the amount, like SSDs are so fucking cheap now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that's going up is fucking graphics cards. Those things that it's crazy, man. How much are the 2080s? Is it
1,000?
1,000?
Yeah.
But those are the new ones that are coming out. I mean, they'll eventually.
But when the 1080s first came out, they were like 700, 800.
Bobby, you got your eye on 2080?
Nah.
No.
Fastidious just posted a link saying that the 1080 Ti is still faster than 2080.
That's not what Linus said.
That's what, I don't know. Yeah. I trust Fastidious over Linus.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't think NVIDIA would release a card that isn't faster than their last one, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a smart move.
Yeah.
Oh, he put up a link about like user reported scores. And 1080 Ti was faster.
Mm-hmm. Plus, the big thing that about the 2080 is it has some new tech in it, right?
Yeah.
It isn't necessarily enabled yet, but down the line.
Ray tracing.
Yeah, ray tracing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, it also depends on the games you're playing on it. It's going to vary per user, but there's absolutely no reason for me to upgrade at this point.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby, remind me next time. I'm getting some stuttering on all, not just games, but just programs. Everything's running slow, so we got to figure that out.
It's not
snappy. My computer's not snappy.
Might be time for an M.2 drive.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, Sniper asks, if you could have an all expenses paid trip to anywhere, where would you go?
Gee.
New Zealand.
That's a good answer.
That's nice.
I would have loved to have my 30th birthday in New Zealand. I twice now have canceled my 30th birthday plans, so I'm still trying to figure out what to do. For
yeah, every 30th. Episode you come up with too much.
I know, and it's coming around like a fucking month.
Yeah,
yeah,
dang,
month and 10 days.
Maybe somebody should plan it for you. That way, it takes away the responsibility of like your sister or something. Is what I mean.
Nah, she's busy. She has babies.
Yeah. Many.
Yeah, fucking space, man.
Yeah.
I want to go to space.
Yeah. My answer is Mars.
Yeah?
Even if I was going to die. If I was...
Be like a settler?
Can we keep it on Earth?
I do
at
it.
Least?
Like, he said anywhere.
He said anywhere.
So I'll go Mars.
You know how long it takes to get to Mars?
Do you have an answer
44
for on
years
Earth,
or something like that? Or 4 months or something
do
like that?
Do you have like an answer for on planet Earth?
Probably Japan. I'd probably pick the most expensive place.
Yeah.
If it's all expenses paid, probably Japan then. Yeah. Tokyo is really expensive, right?
I don't want. Yeah, it is. It's really expensive. Yeah. I don't want to say that, but like that's the only thing I could think of
because
I
had
such a great time there. Yeah, it's and I know it's going to be awesome, but I also want to try something new.
Yeah,
and I don't know what that answer would be.
Sam and I are on the verge of buying
Australia.
Tickets to
Australia.
Yeah, that's high on my list. Top three.
Yeah,
we're going to Costa Rica maybe in January. So
fucking nice.
My top three would be New Zealand. I want to go with my mom back to Thailand and Laos, and then also Singapore. My best friend's from Singapore. I would love to go there. Cool. Yeah.
If you look up Singapore, right now it seems like from the outside, like I look at it a lot. It looks like they're on their way. They're the closest to a utopian society right now. It looks like a future city, first of all. Their skyscrapers have forests built into them. So it's glass, metal, and trees all like woven in. So you have a forest, a vertical forest coming out of the buildings. They have giant, giant fucking trees made of small flowers. So it's flowers making these 100-foot tall. Dude, it is fucking crazy. Yeah. They have the best transportation system in the world. Their economy's killing it.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like to live there, but it sounds like an amazing place.
I would love to pretend to be a crazy rich Asian for one day. Yeah. One day.
Anybody see that movie?
Find My Prince. I did.
No.
Was it really good?
It was actually hilarious.
Yeah, it was top of the charts.
It had very little moments where... You know how in a lot of movies they kind of drag on a little bit?
Yeah.
This one here, it kept the pace throughout the entire movie.
That's
so
good.
It was good. I wouldn't say it was like the best movie I've ever seen, but quality for definitely a chick flick. I took myself to the movies.
Okay.
I took myself to go watch that one. Yeah.
I don't sound like a crazy person. Can you bring up some pictures of Singapore, please?
The directors took a big chance on that movie because they were green-lighted to have a Netflix, to be on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, they wouldn't make as much money as they did.
But it was guaranteed.
But it was, guaranteed money. Right. So they took a chance on going to Hollywood, and they made a lot of money doing that.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, dude.
Yeah,
it looks like a future city.
It does.
Or no?
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
It's crazy.
It looks like Cyberpunk.
Look at that thing. Yeah, it looks like Cyberpunk 2077.
I would really love to go to Singapore.
The skyline is sexy as fuck.
Yeah, dude. but pull up those trees, Bobby. I don't know how you would look at them. Artificial trees?
Flower trees?
Trees? Yeah, I don't know. Those.
Oh, wow.
So those are like skeletons, right?
Yeah.
But then they grow flowers like all the way up seasonally. So it's these giant scaffolding.
It's like an exoskeleton for
flowers.
Yeah, and then they ivy up. That's
pretty cool. And then that's... Look at that! I want to go there.
So, yeah,
Emilio,
that's just kind of like a spiraling.
Why is it the whole world doing this?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Everyone, listen to me.
Why is the whole world not doing shit like this? Fucking assholes. Yeah, the whole world. Minus Singapore.
All right, what's the next question?
So, yeah, Google Singapore tree building to see what Emilio's freaking out about.
All right, Ghost Nico asks, do you guys have a favorite graphics engine that you like to see in your games, as in Unreal Engine 4, for example? Incidentally, my favorite is Unreal Engine because to me it seems seamlessly work with my rig better than other engines. The graphics always seem to be stunning and I get better FPS.
Visually, I love id Tech. I think they just do a really good job over there.
Yeah.
But overall, my favorite one is Unity because they allow so many small developers.
Yeah, so open.
Because you can use it for free until you start selling, I think.
Is that how it works?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but Unity is not a great engine.
No, but it allows a lot of people startups.
Yeah, the business practice stuff. Yeah.
And I've seen anything from racing games to card games.
Yeah.
It's very versatile.
I would, as a consumer, as someone, a player of games, like if something's on Unity, I'm just like, oh, okay, whatever. It's better be good.
My answer is so obvious.
Because the hitboxes are garb.
Speaking of that,
lighting is terrible.
Do you know when Steam 2.0 is coming out? Or not Steam, but is it Steam? What the hell is the engine? Steam engine. Steam engine
Source?
2.0.
Oh, Source.
Source, that's what it is.
Source 2.0 is out. It's been out for years, right?
It's out, but no games are running it.
Except for CSGO.
No, I don't think so.
So Source 3 is on the way. I actually don't keep up with shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't keep up with shit like that. I just know, like,
they updated it to Source 2 for
the Source engine. It's when I really got into PC gaming, it's what I'm most familiar with. It feels like home.
Mm. Yeah.
Like Source engine feels like home.
It's very moddable.
Console. Like I find myself, if UIs or if key bindings aren't don't replicate the source engine, I find myself hitting those buttons out of muscle memory and then becoming very frustrated. Like, how many times have I tried to open console in other games and I'm just like, oh wait, no, this isn't source, you know, or like trying to put in commands and do all this other stuff.
It's very comfortable.
Yeah,
for sure.
It is.
I would say it's where I learned to play games, I guess, or computer games.
Well, source is a modded Quake engine, isn't it? Pretty sure.
Yeah,
it is.
I think
probably.
So.
Probably.
Everything's a modded Quake engine.
Right.
So wasn't the big thing about source that it was open source and so anybody could use it, but then how come people don't, why aren't
people
more
people have used it? There's
So the engine is, I wish we had someone who could like talk on it a little more of like
it's the scaffolding side. That the game is built on, correct?
Well, the engine is like the core units of everything that works in the game. Now they're like, a lot of times when people take that, they add things to it and they modify it in different ways. So like they have different versions of the CryEngine is a good example of this. Mm-hmm. It got modded so heavily they started calling it the Dunia engine or whatever. But engine is never really the same for every game. It's not like, oh, this uses Unreal 4, so another game that uses Unreal 4, they're using the same. I mean, yeah, technically they started with the same engine, but it's been modified and changed in so many ways that it's really not the same.
Yeah.
You know, you build all these components that go into it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. The source one is a great one. The Left 4 Dead 2 runs like shit these days. I remember when we all tried to play it last time, everybody had crashes, but they used it for Titanfall one and two.
Right.
And it runs great and looks so good great. There. So, I mean, it's still a very usable engine.
Another game that she left me to die on.
Actually, Kurt, it brings up a very good point here before we move on. Bobby never answered the last question.
I don't know. Some place with a lot of history. Greece, Italy.
Yeah.
My sister just got back from Italy. She said she was so disappointed with the Vatican because she felt like she was herded like a cow. She's like, I thought I was going to walk in. She's very religious. Mm-hmm. She thought she was going to have a religious experience seeing the Sistine Chapel and John's, what is that called? Anyway. And they were just herding you through and just like trying to get
you mean as more. A religious person, she doesn't feel like cattle anyways?
Let's shit more on them. Catholics.
I actually was born and raised and confirmed Catholic.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so it's just shitting on my own. It's
confirmed?
Like,
confirmed? Wait, I hear that. What is confirmed?
Confirmation.
It's like a process you have to go through.
It's actually, you have to go through you have to go through Catholic school.
Yeah. Oh.
It's like adult Baptist. It's the adult baptism into Catholicism. It's okay. not baptism. It's more like a.
Is it like the Jewish like making it official thing?
It's basically
a test.
It's like your graduation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or like getting citizenship into God.
Into heaven.
But do you have to pass a test for this?
You
have to do the thing.
You have to go through. For me, it took me 10 years of faith formation classes.
Oof.
And during the school year, every Wednesday night,
I did that shit in 3 hours.
Yeah. What?
No. Got
my mom was there,
as an adult, you can just get the certificate. But for me, as a child, so for my entire school, like until 10th grade,
thanks, Inks.
I went to Catholic school every Wednesday night. We called it faith formation class or CCD for short. I don't know what CCD stood for even. And
Catholic confirmation diploma,
something. Yeah, that's basically what I was working on. And then so now I can get married in a church if I ever get married.
Wait, you can't get married in church unless you
a Catholic church. You can unless you're confirmed.
Like my sister, I said she just got married. Her boyfriend had to convert to Catholicism.
Ooh.
And get in order to get married in the church.
The church that I went to as a child though has the most beautiful stained glass windows. It's stunning. Like I appreciate religion for a lot of different reasons, but I wouldn't actually say I am religious.
It can go fuck itself. Yeah. Fuck itself.
Oh gosh, Emily.
So I didn't answer this question here.
Yeah.
My favorite engine is Unreal 4.
Okay, that's good. Good answer.
And the reason for that mostly is because of Paragon. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen like some of the screenshots of this game?
Yeah, it's very. I've played it.
Bobby, can you pull some of this up? Like high res screenshots. Like it is. It just seems impossible. These are like in game graphics.
It had its own. It flirted with photorealism.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
What?
I'm always skeptical.
We played Paragon for a little bit.
Yeah. Did you? I'm always skeptical
all of
screenshots.
Together. Oh no. Oh, no, we did it.
Well, we've actually played this game, Bobby, yeah. And it had this like organic feel to it. It felt
that
like
looks good. I think Smite even uses the Unreal Engine. Doesn't Smite use the Unreal Engine?
I don't know.
I think it does. I don't know. I like the id Tech engine. It runs well and it looks great.
Yeah.
You're just looking at regular screenshots here. I need you to look up like high res screenshots because just typing in Paragon and going to images, not going to get what you want.
We need an AI bot again. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah. That's in game.
Yeah.
Like, just like looking on the.
I was playing on my old rig when I played it. I'm sure if I played it with my new rig, it'd be really impressive.
Oh, it's so beautiful, dude.
Do you ever think about upgrading?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Maybe after these 3 weeks, that's what you should do.
No.
No?
No.
Maybe you should refine your jacket and just
do the thing to keep me safe.
No, no. Priorities.
And stylish.
Look at that. So beautiful. That is something. Being awesome. Emilio over here.
He's
look
like,
at that.
Look at, yeah, this, yeah, yeah. Look at so this dude with beautiful. His flexing like cyborg arms. So beautiful.
So actually, speaking of that, a little bit of news. Paragon, I can't remember what the...
Somebody picked it up?
I thought that game
three
died.
Three people, the game got canceled.
Three developers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three people picked it up, but there was just some, like a short 3-second clip of Twin Blast, like you just saw there, being used in fighting a camp. And it was just like a little Facebook 3-second clip. So they're making progress on remaking this game.
A creep camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What was I going to say about it? Oh, I have this little dream. I love Smash Brothers. So I wanted like the Smite characters to be put into a brawler.
Yeah, okay. Like a brawl game.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because it's all already there, right? But that couldn't happen because you'd have to get Hi-Rez's permission to use the gods. But this is there. So all those characters are already modeled. Basically, you just have to... do the rest of it, do the levels and do the, you know, the mechanics and stuff.
All,
so if there's any gamers, game makers out there, do it.
It's all free assets.
Yeah, it's all free assets.
Yeah.
You could, all these characters already have their abilities, already have the graphics. All you have to do is make a 2D fighting game out of it. So you're welcome.
All right. Warconius has two questions here. Scariest true story or near-death experiences?
So Reddit had one of these questions. It was like on the top.
Such an entertaining story.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I got to thinking, you know, what was the most scariest real thing that's ever happened to you? And when I was around 8 or so, I killed a squirrel with a .22 rifle and it fell. And I couldn't find it. So then I went back to camp that night. And my uncle around the campfire told the story of the Wendigo, which is like this protector of the forest. He's half moose, half man. Mm-hmm. And if you kill something, you don't eat it, he comes after you, right? So I'm 8 and I just killed something and I didn't eat it. I was kind of scared, but I was just like, oh, it's probably bullshit. I'm 8. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to learn that things are bullshit. And so I'm laying there and I start hearing hoof prints outside the fucking truck.
Hoof steps?
Whoa.
Hoof,
yeah. Just like, definitely not a man. And I'm like, oh God. Oh God. Is that really what I think it is? So I peeked. Like when I say peek, I mean, it's like in the movies where you just see a little tiny bit, just enough. It's dark.
Like the eye through the keyhole kind of shit.
Yeah, that kind of shit. And I see horns. So I'm at the bottom of my sleeping bag, just shaking because I think I'm going to die by a mystical beast.
Yeah.
It's one of the worst ways you can die. and then I, bang, something hits the truck and the truck moves. So I think I'm convinced I'm about to die. And my dad wakes up and he's like, in Spanish, ¿Qué cabrones está pasando? And he opened the thing and there was a herd of cattle going through our camp.
Oh.
And one kicked. We had a huge dent in the truck. He just randomly kicked. He's like, fuck you guys. And I almost died of fright that night.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yep. Almost shit myself.
Good story. How about you, Bobby?
Yeah, beat that, guys.
I don't know if I have any really scary stories.
Robots don't scare.
And maybe not just scary. It says near-death experiences.
I've crashed a lot of
cars.
This
one time at EDC. No, just kidding.
I had a gun to my head once. That wasn't fun.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, my buddy.
You're a gangster.
My buddy's dad was a drug dealer. And he went to jail and he left them like $60,000. And then the kids bragged at school about having $60,000 in the house.
Oh, shit.
And then other guys came and they came in with Halloween masks and guns through the window. And it's so funny because I was watching Eddie Murphy Hilarious, mm-hmm. which is the best stand-up special of all time, especially at the time. And or Delirious, sorry.
Delirious.
And I went from the happiest point in my life to the most scared, maybe since the Wendigo thing, ever. So I was like crying, laughing, wiping tears from my eyes. And then these guys come in through the window and make us all get in the living room. And there's guns to our, motherfucker, get her. So we're all in the living room and they interrogate the mom in front of all the kids, right? Six kids. And it's, well, including me. And it's like, where's the fucking money? She's like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Where's the fucking money, bitch? I'm going to shoot your kids. And there's like four of them. And they leave eventually. Nothing really happens. They didn't even hit her or anything. They leave and they took off in the car. As cool, I'll never forget this, cool as a cucumber. She goes, I wasn't going to tell him where the money was. That's a badass bitch, dude. Badass bitch.
Wait, who was it? This wasn't your mom.
No, that was his mom.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would not want that to be my mom. No, if somebody had a fucking gun in my head and she thinks 60 grand is worth more than my brains intact.
Yeah, right. How much experience? How much life?
My fuck.
So probably like 3 to 14.
Oh, yeah. 60 grand sounds about right.
Oh, shit.
Sold.
Well, I told you about the time where I found 2 cubes of coke, and that's worth about 60 grand.
We didn't fucking camp in a cow pasture, man. Yeah. We're in the forest, and I don't know. There's cows.
Well, Bobby, I'm sorry. What were you saying about yours?
No, he doesn't have one. Scary stories. Yeah, my life is pretty vanilla.
He lived in a white suburbia.
Yeah.
Really, Bobby? Nothing?
He's the kind of guy that has sex with his pajamas on and uses the
nothing at all, Bobby.
Nothing I want to share on a podcast publicly.
Not even like a jump scare story or anything like that.
A jump scare story.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Nothing.
I don't know.
Story time with Bobby.
Enjoyed being scared. You know, like ghosts.
It's like nothing happened.
Like
the end.
I love that stuff. Like roller coasters. I've always sought that sort of excitement. Oh. But
I actually went through the haunted trails in San Diego just this Friday.
Oh, yeah. Balboa Park.
Yeah, it was freaking hilarious time. Well, it was scary as shit.
Did they have the Stranger Things thing again?
Yes, they did, but not as extensively as they did
last year. Was awesome.
Yeah. I honestly don't think they even had any live actors in the Stranger Things room. So did the haunted trails in San Diego. That was a lot of fun. I have done it once before already. So, most of it was new though. So they didn't really, they change it every year. They definitely kept the Freddy Krueger bus. That was my most memorable moment from the first time I went through it. And then this time around, I was like, fuck this noise. The same shit is not happening to me. So basically, you walk into a school bus.
Yeah, from the back,
and,
right?
No, from the front. Oh. And you have to go through the back exit.
Oh, right.
And in every single seat, there is a body.
Yeah.
And all of them are Freddy Krueger's, the mask. And then some of them are actual, maybe not all of them are Freddy Krueger's. I think some of them just have like bags over their heads. And then some of them are actually people. And you can't tell which one. So you're literally like, it's like for me, the first time I went through really slow. I'm like, okay, this is fucking weird. And then the guy at the very end, like the Krueger got me at the very end, or Jeepers Creepers. Sorry. It's maybe not Freddy Krueger bus. I'm sorry. Jeepers Creepers bus. And then, like the guy at the very end got me and I like nearly fell out the back of the bus. And then this time around, I was like, fuck this noise. And I just screamed the whole way. Like, I already did get scared. And I ran through the bus, like, from the beginning to the end. So if anybody tried to jump out and scare me, it would have wasted all of their effort. Because I was already screaming and nonstop running through the back. But no, see, like, that's obviously not the scariest near-death or true thing. But that was fun.
Recent.
Happened this past weekend.
You weren't here that episode, but I told Manny I can't take him to war with me because as soon as he sees blood, he throws up or something. Uh-huh. He throws up very easy. So now
that's
I know I can't.
Not at all true.
What?
Not I get scared on crazy shit, but throwing up? No.
What were we talking about that you were throwing up?
When I got really drunk and I almost threw up and I don't like throwing up?
No.
When he couldn't.
Yep.
All right. Well, anything.
You don't throw up easy?
Yeah. Something
throwing
was like
up semen.
You were scared of blood or something. No?
I don't like...
Why did I say that I can't bring you to war?
Because I don't like kids being chopped up in a club scene.
Oh, yeah, movies. You couldn't... It turned your stomach
yeah,
to watch death on screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man. I
not like war death, but like just like horror, just right. Blood
you can't,
everywhere.
Don't try to qualify it now. Yeah. Now I know I can't take Cheetah War because you're going to fucking pretend you're crazy and run, just run through the crowd.
No, it's different. And like scary things legitimately scare me. Like horror scares me. War.
But you enjoy it.
Action and gore. No, I don't.
So like, why do you do it?
Because I met up with an old friend from.
They wanted to do it.
What?
They wanted to
and,
do it.
Yeah, and his group of friends.
Yeah.
And it was so. It was a lot of fun because it was their first time going through it. And seeing their reaction. There was actually this one point near the end, like the Texas Chainsaw dude comes out and he startles two people. And we had a group of 11 people. It was a big group.
Yeah.
And two of them, the first two people that almost got hit by the chainsaw, they had no idea it was coming. They ran backwards so fast, so hard.
They had
almost stampeded me. I was screaming, not scared of the chainsaw guy, but scared of them.
Yeah.
It was a literal stampede.
I wonder how many people get injured in those.
No, actually, my friend got injured.
Yeah.
So he got tackled, and they broke a fence. It was a white picket fence, but they literally broke the fence. And the dudes that were scaring them didn't fucking stop there. You think, like, when you damage the property or cross the line, like, but no, they were, like, getting in their faces while they were, like, on the ground, like,
fuck
with
you.
The broken fence. Yeah.
Wow.
And then they laughed it off. They, you know, patted his back, make sure everyone's okay, and we left. And then when we all left, I turn around, and I'm like, where's Yanni? The dude that got knocked over.
Yanni's
by the
dead, bro. Yanni didn't make it.
Like, it was a group of 11 people, and my one friend disappears. Yeah, my one friend disappears, and we're like, oh my God, this is just like in the horror movies where there's always one person just missing or not there anymore. But it turns out when he got tackled by the fence, he lost his cell phone, and he didn't tell anyone. He just ran back to try to look for it. And so we were all like, where the fuck is our friend? Did he get hurt? Is this part of the experience? But it was really funny.
Minnie, you got one?
I can tell you a story where I lost my testicle in boot camp.
The fuck?
That was scary.
In someone's mouth?
I think you told me this story.
I may have told you this
story. You lost a testicle?
Right now you have one testicle?
Yeah.
You only have one fucking testicle?
I was conceived of one testicle. My dad's got shot
that's
off.
That's all you need.
What the... Oh my God.
So
he's like, you know how much quicker he is because he only has one?
Yeah, twice
Think
as fast.
It. Twice as fast. Nobody else. We're having a good time over here, Minnie.
So, in boot camp.
I'm so sorry.
It was the most painful experience of my life.
I feel like you should have gotten some money out of that.
No, dude, it was in the military. Military doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. You signed up to get hurt, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, in boot camp, we have the crucible. Actually, did this happen? Anyway, we're hiking up a cliff, a trail, and we have these 100-pound packs on our backs. And we're hiking in two columns.
What are you, an ant?
Yes.
How can you carry 100 pounds? You're only 50.
Well, if you have it strapped well to your back, it's
the distribution
light.
Is...
Yeah, it's really light if you know how to strap it, and they teach us all that. So we're hiking these two columns, and in the middle of these two columns is someone we call the knowledge recruit. And this knowledge recruit has like a piece of paper in his hand, and he's just screaming what is called Marine Corps knowledge. And it's just like the history of the Marine Corps and how ranks look. And it's just like,
how does that poor fuck get picked?
It's kind of random. Like just somebody volunteers because like you're kind of volunteering. So you don't have any of your other buddies do it.
Wow.
So you just take the hit. And that's tiring because you're screaming like at the top of your lungs the entire way for this hike. And you're probably doing it for like, anywhere from half hour to an hour and a half.
Jeez.
And halfway through mine, I was screaming, and then in my ball sack, I hear like I feel a click, like just a tiny little click. I can't explain it anything other than that. And I don't feel anything. I just
you don't even have nuts. Like how are you?
I'm very empathetic.
Yeah.
I mean, I basically
ovaries are nuts.
Ovaries are internal nuts. Yeah. And I know. I mean. I know, you know, that general area and pain in that general area. Yeah. So, sorry, but no, proceed.
Thank you.
Story. I'm very sensitive to like things like this.
I still
the way I try, for all the ladies out there, the way I try to explain what it is to get your nuts hit, it's a combination of your eyeball and your stomach.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you get the initial pain and then you have the lingering. I don't feel
just...
so good, Mr. Stark. Like pain, right?
So I feel that click, and I don't feel anything other than I'm just like, huh, that was an odd sensation. And then, like, 5 minutes later, pain just slowly, very slowly starts creeping in. And at first, it's just like, okay, that's uncomfortable. And 5 minutes later, I'm like, okay, that I don't like this feeling at
Where's
all.
Where's the pain? In your nut?
It's in my right.
Take my headset
right,
off.
My right testicle.
Yeah. Oh, it's the right one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What?
I feel like you would have the same response if it was the left one. Oh, it was the left one?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. I love mine equally.
So, yeah, then it got to a point where it's just like, oh, this is fucking unbearable. And this whole time I'm still screaming. I'm just trying to like scream through the pain.
But now it's screeching.
Yeah. And now it's louder than my voice. So I don't say anything. I just grab the nearest recruit to my right. I hand him the paper and pull him in the center. And I just take his space in the column. And I'm just like face down or head down, looking at the ground, just concentrating on not passing out. And then by the end of the day, we get back to our barracks room. I'm like, okay, I need to fucking check this shit out. And I look at my, like, there was still, like, another 4 or 5 hours left in the day after, like, through that pain. That whole pain was throughout the entire
portion. You worked through it.
Yeah.
Had you stopped, do you think you would have saved your nut?
I don't know. I don't want to think about that. It doesn't matter. Probably. It's gone now.
All right.
The reason I didn't say anything is because I wanted to get out of boot camp. And the whole time in boot camp, they're telling you the fastest way to get out of boot camp is to graduate. Because there's
not get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Not get hurt. But and don't be a piece of shit. Don't quit. Because if you quit, you can be held back and you're just going to be there for many more months. So I want to get the fuck out of boot camp. So I go in the showers and I look at my dick.
Oh, no.
And this is not at all an exaggeration. It's the size of a softball on my right side. Like a softball is in my nutsack. And I'm looking at that like, oh, what the fuck? Scary as shit. And there was some other people taking showers with us, of course, and they're like, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, dude, if anybody says anything to the drill instructor about this, I will fucking kill you. God, I'm not getting held medically back. Yeah. I want
to
get,
because then you have to go it again. You have to do it again from scratch.
Not from scratch, but you kind of start the week you were in, and then
that's probably like your biggest, like your third mistake, but your biggest one. Saying like, do not call for medical attention. Yeah. Guys,
I'd call it a softball size mistake for sure.
So yeah, I mean, like, it goes down, like every day the pain goes down and the swelling goes down. But actually, like the next day I tell my drill instructors, like, look, there's something wrong with my testicles and I can't speak any louder than I am right now because your voice, Christ. For some reason, your voice, like the strength of my voice came from my nutsack. Anytime I raise my voice higher than this right now, it was just excruciating. And
that's why I have such a powerful voice.
That's exactly your nuts are
very, I know that.
And I like how smooth they are, really. Yeah. And you take care of them and they're always nice smelling. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries.
So to this day, I can say I gave my
no,
right.
No, but yeah, how'd you lose your nut?
Oh, it
it popped?
Yeah. Yeah, all the inside.
From walking?
You never had a doctor look at it throughout this whole process?
No, throughout boot camp, no.
So he's upset. I still have not compute.
So, dude, if my nuts are, I'd be like, excuse me. We got a problem that needs to be fixed right now.
So I understand that mentality completely, but this is like, anything happens to you in boot camp, you will be held back for medical attention. And I was just like, fuck that. I would rather lose my nut than stay in boot camp another week. So that's what happened.
Wow. Okay, so from walking with weight?
With weight and screaming. So there was like a lot of so, okay, I didn't tell this, but back when I was in fifth grade, I got kicked in the nuts as a kid, like really hard. And it took me down, and then I went to the bathroom and looked at it, and it was swollen. And it was that same testicle. So it was already weakened.
Yeah.
So like 2 decades later when I'm...
And I wonder if the guys from Jackass have had like any problems like that.
They fucked themselves up bad. There's this one game where they're just throwing fucking bricks at each other's nuts. It's just like...
Yeah. I mean, that was like a continual thing. They would do all that fucked up shit, but then like in the interlude, like they just had an ongoing game of like, if you weren't guarding your crotch, that someone would kick you or knock you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, that was enlightening.
That was our best segment of all the time.
Warconius has a second part to this question here.
It's like you wanted to lose your nut. You did.
I didn't want to be in boot camp.
I know.
That's how bad boot camp is, kids.
It's worth one testicle.
Yeah, completely.
Oh, my God.
I do not regret my decision. If I did it over, I would... Same decision.
Yep.
Would have lost the other nut. Shit. All right. Warconia says, footage of a Harry Potter RPG was leaked this week, and it's looking really promising. Any books you want turned into an RPG? For me, it has to be Dune by Frank Herbert.
Has anybody read Dune?
No, I haven't read it. Okay. I only saw the movie.
So I just know it's sci-fi, and mm-hmm. I want to read it. Bobby and I were talking about this earlier, that those are definitely on our list of readings, but neither of us have read it.
It's a big book, and it's pretty lengthy. It's pretty involved. It's, you know, like that late 80s or 70s sci-fi.
Yeah.
But I've seen the movie, which I heard is nothing like it.
I got to download some books tonight for the 36 hours of driving we're going to be doing. So
get on that Audible.
But I've
World War Z.
I already have it, yeah. I've listened to a... The problem is I've listened to everything that I know that I want to listen to.
Yeah.
World War Z, have you listened to that?
Legit
amazing audio.
So it's a story, correct?
It's a compilation of interviews.
Okay, I read it.
So many different actors and actresses telling their story about their experience in this like zombie apocalypse and
maybe
how...
Not then.
It reads like a movie because every person... every person in that in the book is voiced by a different actor, actress, different personality. It's crazy good.
I was an idiot.
That's the abridged version. Unabridged version, which is like the whole book, but the abridged version is way better. They got voice actors like Mark Hamill, that other guy.
Okay. I'm going to do that. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's the retelling of, because the way the book's written is like retelling all the events that happened. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like hearing someone talk and tell a story of like their side of what happened. And yeah, it's great. World War Z is one of
I got a bunch of Audible points. Yeah. Right now, so
there are some interviews where I'm like, ugh, cringy, but it overall amazing.
And again, Bobby, Sapiens, check it out.
I thought you said Tribes.
Tribes is very good too. Okay. Tribe.
Tribe.
And Outliers. Yeah.
Not Ender's Game, Mr. Ender's Logic.
No, I mean it's really good, but everybody's read it. It's a short story originally.
Mm. I think it's like 100 pages long or something.
Yeah, it's very short.
No, the book's longer than that.
Is it?
I think it started out as a short story, but the book itself is. I mean, it's easy reading.
It's like a youth novel.
Like a YA novel.
It's one of those things where the length of the book is its own spoiler. Because I was like, I think I know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, because you're like 20 pages to the end. Nothing's really happened
yet.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're like, oh, wait, everything has happened.
Has happened, yeah. That's a perfect way of putting it. Yeah.
Books converted to games. I don't know. That's tough to do. It's hard enough to make a movie into a game.
Yeah.
Well,
I only read nonfiction anymore, so.
Would Game of Thrones be such a bad answer? Because
I think it's good.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Like they have the Telltale. Well, they have Telltale games,
and then
but
they have like an action
like,
RPG one.
Did they?
Yeah,
I'm not.
Is it any
of that.
Good?
Probably not.
Yeah, exactly.
What adaptations are good?
Like if like Game of Thrones meets Witcher 3, yeah, sign me up. Yeah. You know, but I don't know.
No, not this one. That's the Telltale one.
You know what I think happens is like there. There's a movie studio, and then a game studio comes in and just has an awesome presentation. They're like, we're going to do this and this and this. And mm-hmm. they just get sold because it's like Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And it's just like mm-hmm. fast talkers. And then a shit game comes out instead of like the whoever owns the IP going to BioWare and talking to them.
Yeah.
Like really mm-hmm. like that's what happened with the Stick of Truth. The two guys, whatever their names are, went to Obsidian mm-hmm. and said, we want to make a really good RPG. That's why that game was good. When it goes the other way around, where it's just like they're coming at you trying to bid for the IP,
yeah.
you're going to get the guy with the best presentation, not the best game studio.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. Anytime you say that, I just think of that guy a Way Out, I think it was. He was presenting A Way Out, uh-huh. the guy that was like on coke.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's hilarious.
That dude was just, one, he's Italian. Yeah. So you're already 20% higher than most people. And then he's super passionate about his game.
Yeah.
Do you remember what we were talking about, during the Game Awards, that Italian guy came
up? He had that weird co-op prison game.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it got like 80%. Okay. And
It did well.
And a really cool thing about it is you only have to buy one copy, and then you can send the free copy to a friend, and then because you have to play it co-op, there's no other way.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically get two copies for the price of one, and it's on
Origin
Access, but you have to get the premiere.
Yeah.
So I didn't do. Oh, by the way, Forza is not. I fucked up. Forza wasn't on EA Origin.
Oh.
It's on Xbox.
Oh, rough.
Yeah, but okay. It's the $10 that we were talking about.
Oh,
so it's fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So they don't.
Nobody has an answer for this.
Yeah, it's not one answer. It's hard enough to think of a good game
that would make
a
movie.
Because yeah, that's
like really. Like I know, like, you know, Stephen King has so many amazing books, but I haven't really read through any of them. I've gotten very far through the Game of Thrones series. I think I'm like halfway through Feast of Crows, but I kind of stopped there.
How come?
I think it's when I was trying to watch the show,
and it was
diverting so much that I was like, whoa, okay, let me just take it easy and just focus on the show for a little bit.
Yeah,
and then but I read the first Game of Thrones before the series existed. Well, I read a portion of it. I got it as a gift right when I moved away from Minnesota. So 10 years ago, I got this book. So before Game of Thrones was ever a series, I was trying to get into it. And then finally, when they announced the series, and before I think the first season came out, I watched it. I read the book. So it's an amazing book.
I'll answer.
Much better than the series. I was into Game of Thrones before like the actual real show came out. So I'm saying this authentically through the book's experience, not the show's experience. Mm. You know, like the character, like diving. When I was starting to read the book, I have like 15 post-it notes inside of the book itself.
Oh, damn.
Just as a as a reference point for all the different characters and their relationships and their connections with one another. So,
sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to.
Oh no, no, it's okay. I'm looking it's at okay.
Fun. Yeah, we got to wrap.
No,
this
it's
up.
It's a great book. So many different characters. It could really be a good RPG.
If you, amazing. Just RPG. To wrap it up real quick because I haven't talked to too many. Is the book or the show better?
The book.
The book is so good.
Hella fucking good. Yeah. I just said hella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might have to read it. Okay. Cool. Thanks everybody for listening. We have to wrap this thing up. We're not even going to say what we're going to play next week.
I'm playing Valkyria 4.
Okay.
On the Switch.
Nice.
All right.
I'm going to play playing Zelda because I'm going to be in a truck.
Killing Floor 2. Hit me up.
Bobby or Chi?
I'm going to play
CSGO.
Nursing My Hangover because my girls are coming into town.
Go hard, Chi.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Minnie, and myself.
What do you pause? Tits.
World War Titties, everybody.
World War Titties? Oh, okay.
Bye. I don't know.
Every time.
It's because I want to...
You want to say something about...
Clever. Yeah.
You know what? I thought your balls were literally going to snap off, and I was waiting for that. When you said the click, I thought you like had caught your balls in your zipper.
Never in the history of human...
And it just like fell down the leg of your pants.
Part snapped
and
off.
You stepped on your nut. And you stepped on your nut.